I go to the gym to relieve stress. Just kidding. I drink beer. This is the perfect pour.
Oh, that has gone too far.
Oh, sorry.
I'm Mikey.
I'm
the name. I'm Matt.
We're here to talk about craft beer because that's what it is. The show.
I've said it before. Craft and beer.
Yes. Both of those things. And it's also the podcast. Thank you for being here. We're going to talk about beers to look out for, aka new releases. We're going to have voicemails, I'm pretty sure.
Maybe.
Long streak of voicemails. And we're going to drink beer and talk about beer we drank and talk about other things. But first, this week we have special guests, Condo Brewing, Brewing Zone, Condominium Brewing Zone, Jake and Justin.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, thank you for coming back on the show. Louie's here as well, annoying everybody. If anything sounds weird or like there's some sort of somebody yells something that's totally non sequitur to the show, it's probably Louie the Lab getting yelled at for something. So,
Studio Lab.
Yep, Studio Lab. Jovi, the other Studio Lab, is mellow, so we all need to give him more beer, I guess.
Well, thanks for having us.
Speaking of, we had a couple quick beers before the show during our tailgating session. One of them was a leftover that Kelly from Hoos Craft had brought. That was one we had had on the show before, the Indie Brewing Company's El Primero IPA. That is a good beer, and I liked it.
Which one did we like?
The El Primero.
Yes, we did.
Indie Bear.
And we also had San Francisco's Sufferfest.
Yes.
Tapper IPA. That was at the Whole Foods. That's the only place I've ever seen it.
Here in town?
Yeah. It's in there with the ciders because they have a cider. So they've.
And it oddly looks just like the rest of the cider.
Yeah. Kind of labeled ciderish label.
Mm hmm.
It's okay. It's a weird brewery name, Sufferfest. Until upon
further inspection.
I don't know.
Is that like a Dust Bowl theme, Sufferfest?
Maybe, huh?
Is that the British British Dust Bowl's Sufferfest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As far as I know.
Sure.
They live in the valley at Sufferfest.
So that was the quick tailgating. Quick.
We're not messing around
today. No, we can't wait to get to the show. So I think we're ready for a new beer. Who wants to grab? Make a grab.
Thrust. Somebody thrust.
Go.
Justin has grabbed something. It's got a cage.
It's a cork and cage.
It's a cork and cage. Oh, wait.
Oh, are we going to open two at the same time? Have we ever opened two at the same time?
Beating bottles.
Have we ever done that?
Just going to pour faster.
Just getting it ready.
Don't panic.
Calm down. Is that fancy opener I've heard so much about?
That's the one.
The punch down.
Ooh.
I think it's getting ready to give out.
All right, here we go.
Suspense.
There we go. Anticlimactic.
Yes.
Sound like a belly button.
I think we need a bottle of champagne handy at all times as the official cork sound for beer. We get a drop, a champagne bottle drop. So when we open a cork bottle, it actually sounds like something
cool. What do we have here, Jake?
barrel aged Draconic Imperial Stout.
Drake's Brewing.
Nick doesn't get
this. Let's make sure everybody gets it before Nick gets it.
Starting next to Nick, pass around away from Nick.
Now, Milton.
Feel like Humphrey the Bear over here.
Let's make sure everybody gets a piece.
If you didn't bring enough for everybody, you can't have it.
Yeah, I think I'll pour a lot here.
I just had some more Draconic earlier today.
Wow.
So is this? Talk about later.
So wait, do you guys know about Draconic? How schooled are you on the streaks?
Ooh.
No, we don't.
This because they've had it. Louis, come on, man. Hey.
Louis invading private space of other guests.
No personal space.
So what's the story behind
it? Well, it's the bottle throwing me off because I'm pretty sure I've seen this before, but not in that bottle. Right.
Since I'm a fan of it, are we doing ABV game for this? Did anyone?
No.
I haven't looked yet.
I haven't looked.
I just saw.
Damn it! This is one time. One time only.
Until the next time.
I heard it's out this year. I'm protesting that with Tony Bags. Protesting everything.
All right, go. ABV game.
Yeah, go. I saw it. So. Hold on.
Wow.
10-8.
What are we doing? I forgot already.
ABV game.
You're doing guess the name.
10-8 for me.
I'm going to go sit in the corner with this beer. I'll be back in a half hour. Mike, is your closet available right now?
The beer drinking closet.
I need to go drink this in the closet.
Geez. I'm going
to
say 11-2.
Yeah, I was going to say 11. I don't mean to.
10-8, 11, 11-2?
All
right. That means I'm at 11-5 if you guys have taken all the good ones.
All right. Official?
Official?
Ooh, closest without going over is Matt. Closest overall is Nick. 11-4.
Ooh. Burn.
One too many.
Suckers.
One too many. Matt gets this one.
Damn it, Matt.
You're welcome.
He's too good. He's too good. What do you guys think of this?
It's good.
This is amazing. This belongs on waffles in the morning.
You guys, yes. Which one of you
boil
guys?
It down, thinking another.
Yeah.
Did you?
It was a gift from another rep, actually. Of Drake's. Name is Dustin. He dropped it off for my birthday party last year, and we forgot to drink it.
Oh,
so this is
now we remembered.
Yeah,
last year's batch.
Yeah.
Oh, last year.
It was November. Batch.
Yeah, November. So we got it. So
yeah.
Recently. That explains why I was over on the ABV.
Hasn't mellowed so much. It's about 1% off.
Mm-hmm. It's probably the complete opposite of what it should do. But.
What do you think of this, Nick?
This
being
is
our
great.
Resident stout expert.
This is absolutely perfect. This is parabola.
Ooh.
Rivalry.
Wow.
Shots fired. Shots fired.
But it's from Sacramento.
Well,
Livermore.
Oh, so whatever.
Bay Area.
No man's land between
that place you drive through to get to the cool part.
NorCal Taint District.
Oh.
Yep.
Did I say Livermore?
Drake's is East Bay.
San Leandro.
What are we talking about?
Yeah.
Drake's is in
San Leandro, right?
Southeast Bay.
Thinking something else. No, they're the one.
Are you thinking like Hop Grenade?
No, aren't they the one? Well, they're at least the one in the Walmart parking lot, right?
That's the dealership? Or
no, right. Dealership is not.
Okay.
No, that might be the original brewery.
Maybe that's 21st Amendment.
You're not Heretic.
No.
21.
They're in the South.
One of them is definitely in a Walmart parking lot.
They're
Eastern, I know.
Read the damn.
Drake's is just.
Does it say Walmart
it's
on the
just
bottle?
Before you get to Oakland. If you're going up.
They don't sell it at Walmart.
If you're going from the my South.
Baby, yeah.
From the San Jose's.
Yeah. Whatever.
Whatever. Well, we have a correction to make from the last week's episode.
Oh boy!
Sometimes we screw things up. We get too partying too hard, and we forget to do things. Last week we had a beers donated by Zorro Not Zorro, it was a brewery beer. We're not too educated on the brewery here on the show. We get the brewery's beer
not
here
any
in
brewery,
Fresno
but
a little
the
bit.
Brewery.
Yeah, the
B-R-U.
Patrick Brew.
The B-R-U-E-R-E-Y. I mean. and
we're doing great. We're off
to a great start. So we're just not educated on the brewery. And we'd also been talking about, like, why doesn't anyone get his club beers? And so he's sent us this one, the Geriatric Hipster Club beer, which is a highly sought after within the brewery club beer, and saved it for us, sent it to us. And this is like a $40 beer when you buy it. I'm sure it's like way more than that on the market. and we brought it out, which made the mistake of bringing it out at the end of the show. And we're just not, you know, not in the right frame of mind. So we're just like, oh, here it is, open. Oh, yeah, it's pretty good. Not bad. And moved on. And so I think we've done that more times than not. Yeah. It's just that time we were called out on it. So I just making a correction of we need to get better at the beers, especially when they're donated beers, of like knowing what the hell we're drinking. So like we're like, is this a whale, bro? I don't know. Whatever.
That's the only time we should have asked that.
Never be held responsible for end of show decisions.
Yeah. So. Well, all the good beers need to be drank at the beginning, the front end of the show, and then throw all the kitchen sink at the end. But, so just wanted to acknowledge that sometimes we're stupid. Sometimes. Usually, like, we're pretty on it.
I'm a college man. I won't need my high school diploma anymore. I am too smart. S-M-R-T.
That's us.
Yeah, yep. We are the Homer Simpsons of crap beer.
Burn those
podcasts.
Beers.
S-M-R-T.
So just be wary if you're going to send this beer. We may completely crap on it. So, all right. Well,
it's not because we don't like you.
No.
It's just because we're dumb.
Just because we're dumb. And understand that we're dumb.
It's an old saying, never attribute to malice that which can be assigned to stupidity.
Whoa.
See, now okay, look, we're raising our game.
One of us is smart.
Now we're raising our game.
I'm scared, guys.
Don't assume they're mean. Just assume they're dumb.
Yep. That's us. So what's going on out there in the beer world, the craft beer world?
Sounds like Matt's going for it.
Matt. I was just pulling the microphone in.
Pulling it in.
So,
late nights with Matt.
Last week,
overnights with Matt,
Greg from SD Beer Talk had given us a tip that Green Flash had let about 25 people go, and then the Full Pint kind of brought up a story where they had noticed that Alpine had ceased production for about a month's time. They did receive an update from one of the team members saying that they're temporary offline for maintenance. And it just happened to be during the time that this other news broke with Green Flash. So that was that. But it is still confirmed that the assistant brewer, Kevin Brown, which is noted as one of the original employees, even prior to the Green Flash acquisition, has been removed. And that the CEO and president, Mike Hinckley, has stepped down from the president role. And then the chief operating officer, Chris Ross, has stepped in. So they had a bunch of people change at Alpine. And then
there's buzzing on the San Diego interwebs that they're getting ready to sell. That's why all this crap is happening.
Whoa.
So you're saying that Chuck Silva leaving and all these heads at Green Flash changing, I mean, Green Flash cutting the fat, and then Alpine changing heads, that they're just going to up and sell?
I don't know. Seems it just maybe I think either through E-Zine or SC Beer Talk talking about how it just kind of they experiencing the same thing Stone did, is like they grew a little too far, needed to pull it back. It may be just something that simple, but
well, they
there's something. Buyout buzz now.
Yeah.
Well,
they have that appeal.
Yeah, they're a buyout mark.
There was a lot of buyout buzz last year around New Belgium too. And
yeah, and then that went away.
Hopefully.
We were pretty. I mean, everyone was pretty much. It was a foregone conclusion about New Belgium. It's just so. And now it's just gone away.
Uh-huh. Red Stacy just laughed.
Yeah, Red Stacy just thought, you idiots.
We will never sell.
We'll never sell mine. I'll be the one holdout.
Then positive news, local brewery Tioga Sequoia. Yes. They kind of announced on their social media that they're breaking into the can market. So they are expecting their Imperial IPA, Tecumseh, to be canned, and then the Rush Hour Coffee Stout to also happen in cans.
Nice.
Ooh, both. It
could be the start of
XBA.
Of a few different beers ending up in cans. So,
are these going to be canned
just cut to the chase.
On site or the yes. same place as the 99?
Canned on site.
Nice. Yes.
What, and, oh, and Fresno?
Yeah.
Oh.
Fresno cans.
Fresno cans.
That's mobile. Right. Yeah. So that's in the process of doing that. It should show up hopefully in about a month's time.
Shrink wrap.
And then also for hopheads, this weekend we are releasing. Triple Dry Hop Sherman with Equinox hops. It'll be available in bottles, draft, and for growler fills.
Oh, have you had it?
No.
Oh. Just it's, added to looking out
Jake,
for.
Jake, you had it?
No, it's being kegged tomorrow morning.
It's literally being packaged and released the same day. Wow. So,
yeah. You haven't had it from the fermenter taste?
Nope.
No.
Wait, what kind of brewery? Do you not take any advantages of working at a brewery?
Dude,
there's like... Pass.
It's you have to here's ask some beer. A brewer, pass. And a brewer's like, oh, okay, come on.
I'm working.
You sure you don't want to try it? It's right here. I poured you a glass.
Pass.
It's in a different building.
It's across the alley. Screw that. There's no way.
It's not direct. It's across in Caddy Corner.
Oh yeah.
Soon to be across the alley.
That pushes it to the limit.
It's
like
too far.
I could go across the alley, but then now I have to do a turn, and then there's a
too far.
Forget it.
If there was tater tots in that building, that would be a question.
Yeah. But that those coffee and tater tots in there, and then all of a sudden you're making that cross the alley. And
that's where the beer garden would be.
Guys, the beer garden's here now.
I claim this for the beer garden.
But the fermenters, beer garden!
This territory is now beer garden. Also, I'll
back to old school.
Take those tater tots.
Yeah, I miss going into just the fermenters and just hanging out back in the day.
Cool story, bro.
I remember the last time I went there when you guys had transitioned to the beer garden, and I was with Bells or I was with somebody, and I walked into the brewery and I had not gotten the memo like this, the lines have been set to like, this is now the brewery, don't walk in here anymore. And so I just walked in and brewery, hey, yeah, I'm pretty big shot, I can walk right in here. And like there's just like one guy in that brewery, and he was looking at me sideways like, can I help you? Like, is Matt here? Oh, he's over there in the beer garden, over in the other side, a different building, bro. Okay, sorry.
Bro.
He'll tell you I'm cool.
But I'm cool. I'm in the industry with like you, bro.
Okay. Hey, I'm just like you.
I'm just like you.
Yeah, no, podcast brewing, same thing.
What kind of barrels are you running out of that, huh?
So is there a release date for these cans, or is it kind of up in the air?
February. Just heard February.
February. Yeah. It'll get we'll announce it the closer it gets to that.
And in market everywhere?
No.
Cans are going to be tap room.
Tap room, cool. I'll be there.
To keep them fresh and get it rid of them.
I'll definitely be there. Lock key.
So no stores will have those cans.
Nope.
No. Still easy. Just the 99.
No Easy Marts or whatever.
But my Easy Mart.
Next to the Planies.
I saw a Cake Rush at Save Mart today.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh.
Cake Rush.
So I can bug like the guy at Fig, knowing that he'll never get those cans. So I'll just be like, dude, you going to get those Rush Hour cans? I'm trying. Okay, man. Want to see them.
Gonna buy some off somebody and charge you like $30 a can for them. We got them.
We got them. Eh, not into those anymore.
Yesterday's news.
Yeah, that must be the regular liquor store owner just must hate beer geeks because they're like, look, I brought these in. Remember, you're asking about this a month ago. Oh yeah, I'm totally over that beer.
Yeah, hotel.
I feel terrible about that. Walk in, like, spend 3 minutes looking up and down their selection, and then just. Grab one bottle, walk out. Like, that's all you have that I care about.
I did it tonight at Fig. I totally looked. I was like intending to buy me some beer, and I just bought a six-pack for producer Becky and walked out. I didn't buy myself any beer or the show any beer. Nice. Just like, nah. This looks interesting.
I've had it all.
Modern times.
Hey, this is old over here. Just want to let you know.
So old. It's like a month old over here.
Hey.
Nobody's going to buy this. You're stuck, bro.
You know this is old? All right. Just checking.
What else? Is that all you got, Matt? You got
that's what I got. That's what I got.
Nick? Nick, what's happening, Nick?
Are you ready?
Nope.
Okay. Brace yourselves.
Embraced.
Braced.
Properly braced.
So 10 years ago, we would have laughed at Sierra Nevada for being tree huggers, laughed them out of the door. But in 2017, we respect their decision to go solar powered and Tesla battery backup powered and zero waste powered.
Whoa.
Damn bunch of hippies in Northern California.
The breweries at zero waste?
They're shooting for zero waste.
Whoa.
And they're supplementing their solar power system with batteries made by Tesla, the car company, who makes electric vehicles, if you like cars, and or batteries, and or the name Tesla.
Nice.
I do.
No footprint.
They're working towards zero footprint, off the grid.
Nice.
Fully sustainable brewery. They have water turbines.
Turbines.
Terrabeans.
I got them turbines.
Yeah. So I just think it's funny. It's like, man, I would have been like, tree huggers. I ain't drinking their hippie beer anymore. But now it's like, oh, that's cool. They're like, they're respecting the environment.
New Belgium like that already? Or
New Belgium?
New Belgium is very energy.
Are they zero?
I don't think they're zero. They're very, they reuse all their water. Surprisingly enough, to their credit, I believe it's Coors.
Yeah, is Golden, Colorado.
Zero landfill.
Damn.
Like, I think they were the first.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like, and I'm surprised they don't put it out there more.
Yeah, they have aquifer and everything.
That's, I mean, you can't really advertise the beer, so just. At least advertise that.
Yeah. Hey, we're being good. Does that count? Yeah, their crowd would not have it one bit. They would
probably true.
They would still call them tree hugging sons of bitches.
Some the bitch.
It's just an interesting change in the beer industry. Yeah. How, you know, they're the ones putting their foot forward to leave as little impact on the environment as possible.
That's cool.
But enough of that talk.
Yeah.
How about some Kern River just outstanding in cans?
J-O.
J-O in cans, J-O as the kids cans. Say. J-O and C's.
Looking out for
me. J-O and C's.
Bruh.
There's that. I also have some homework to do.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
There, Paste Magazine posted an article about 120 different non-barrel-aged stouts.
Ooh.
I had no idea this segment existed. Because Fresno gets six.
I've got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, Fresno gets, maybe six or seven non-barrel-aged stouts. It's really tough to find a good one around here.
I will bemoan that as a dying... I feel like it's a dying style.
Yeah?
The lack of barrel-aged stout. Like,
just a
standard American stout. Yeah.
Go! Nice.
New beer.
Jake's all right.
New beer hitting the table.
While I'm yapping.
Keep yapping.
So, I don't know if you guys are like me anymore, but when you see a best of list, I immediately look for... One, is my favorite beer on the list? And two, what's number one? Am I going to waste my time? So let's just look at number one.
Is number one my favorite? If not, I don't agree with it.
Yeah. Is number one just a completely bullshit beer and I'm going to waste my time on this list? And so number one on this list was River North's Mr. Sandman Stout. Sandman. No Imperial, no Barrel Age, no nothing like that. Just River a regular North? Stout. River North out of Denver, Colorado.
Was this list generated from Denver, Colorado?
No, this list was generated from back east.
Huh.
In Georgia.
It's probably one of the breweries that won.
Oh, did they?
JBF, maybe.
Could be.
There's a lot of...
You think you they're guys just slamming on?
Yeah, well, there was a lot of breweries that won in the area.
You didn't believe us when we called in and said there were no lines anywhere. We're not lying.
I don't believe it.
There's no
lines. We were not lying. There were bigger lines at AppCal this year.
Wow.
Than at JBF.
Whoa. That's
unless you crazy. Want like Russian River or...
Right.
I just walked
Firestone
up
or Wicked Weed.
What's going on? Exactly. Vinny, what's up? You know me.
And actually, we did do that. We just walked. No, not Vinny. We walked up to Natalie, his wife, and she was just pouring off the side for everybody. So no lines.
From Fresno.
River,
come on, it's illegal
side
here.
Pour. Mikey, you ever had a side pour?
Oh, yeah. I'd like to get a pour off the side.
Some Russian River side pours. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you guys, live show, JBF 2017. Putting it out there.
We'll be there.
Get the Patreons to fund it.
Yeah.
Patreons to pay for plane tickets, hotel,
throw down,
JBF tickets.
You can stay with us.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's true. You got a condominium there?
You got a condominium townhouse, something like that?
Yeah, that's probably cheaper. I'll do a Airbnb.
That's what we did, yeah.
Oh, did you? You guys, for 2017 or last year?
For last year. And
how did that, was it, did you get one where you had the place yourself, or was it like somebody's bedroom?
Yeah. Some guy's house that he just rents out the entire place. Our buddy got there before us and didn't know how to turn the hot water on because he didn't know how to read. But other than that, it was great.
Well, yeah, it was a nice little house. I had a basement and
several bedrooms. Like, that's fine. It's just a nice house.
And he had a couple six packs waiting for us there.
Oh yeah, in the fridge.
What were they?
It was Great Divide stuff.
What?
Yeah,
there was that. And I think a Uinta six pack.
Yeah. Wow. Uinta and some Great Divide. Nice. And we left them a crowler of field work.
Yeah.
Wow.
We didn't get to it.
But. Yeah, we didn't get to. We left them. I'll just leave it here.
It was not intentional to bring it.
I think it was the cinnamon one. The
yeah.
What was it called?
Cinnamon one.
It was like a churro.
It was a churro thing. Yeah. Some kind of plain on churro.
It was like a churro, like cream ale or something.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally.
We don't get field work in Fresno anymore, so it sucks. I'm only talking about them.
They still have one spot left for a remote tap room.
Fresno.
I know, please. I hope they come.
Yeah, keep lobbying for Fresno.
Mm-hmm. At the very least, Turlock. I mean, come on.
Is everyone having this this new beer? Device Brewing Company.
It's all right.
Taproom series.
It's their mobile canny.
Integral IPA. Device is. Where are they from?
Sacramento.
Oh, okay. It's my first Device beer. Sacramento, man. What the hell?
They're blowing up over there.
They have like some 40 odd breweries now.
Yeah, they're catching up San Diego.
Jesus. See, we got a lot of catching up to do still.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Condominium Brewing.
I know.
All right, we're next year.
So what? We've got several friends of the show getting ready to be pro. Zach's brewing a Fortiter Border Hop.
Matt Voss.
So
or is Matt Voss Fortiter?
Fortiter, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So what? What you got? Any kind of status updated on?
Just LLC brewing? This year.
Yeah, this year hopefully get some more.
Putting it out there.
Yeah, go towards it more. Like get more of that goal.
Yeah.
This year.
LLC this year, location stuff. Hopefully early next year.
Mm-hmm.
LLC and then
it's all about the LLC, huh?
Yeah. You can't do anything. Well, you shouldn't do anything without it. Yeah. It's all your legal protection. But
even though I don't want my bed to be taken away or something.
Once you got that, then you can start looking for a spot.
Yeah, yeah.
And you got to be brewing in a spot that's permitted by the city, otherwise.
Can't brew out of your
appropriate
garage.
Appropriate zoning, bro.
Appropriate zoning.
Unless your garage is zoned.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's some states where they can. You can do that. You can have like a micro brewery and actually have your neighbors come by and buy a growler off you.
That's cool.
That's awesome. Great. I'm not going to complain about California's beer laws. We have some pretty good ones, but that would be awesome. Yeah.
What, Nick, anything else going on out there?
How about Creature Comfort? Ooh. We ever had any of that?
Yes, we had. Mm-hmm. We convinced our Georgia listener.
That makes sense.
Send us some Creature Comfort.
They are expanding, so I think they're going to be the brewery to look out for in 2017.
Oh, maybe it's going to be a little easier to get some Creature Comfort.
Yeah, they're expanding to 36,000 square.
Lumber Jose, I think, is who sent the Creature Comfort. I am, yeah.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure. And even he was saying, like, it wasn't that. It wasn't like Creature Comfort's not like at every store there. Like, you would think, like, I would think, like, oh, Georgia, you can just get Creature Comfort wherever there's decent beer. But he was saying that's not really the case. It's even difficult to get there. So
this year's going to be a heck of a lot better for them.
Yeah,
we're opening a second location at 36,000 square 36 thousand square feet
From what I was reading, it should double their production of their Tropicália, like flagship IPA. So
wow,
that'll be that should be out there, like you said.
Yeah, much more cans for everybody to enjoy.
More cans for Jacuz.
And
Jacuz cans.
We'll finish this round off with who let Grandpa name this beer? New Belgium's Whiz Bang. Hoppy blonde ale.
It's a whiz bang.
It's a whiz bang. See,
I like it.
Who let their grandpa in the naming room? Get on the old
hoppy blonde ale, huh?
Yeah, hoppy blonde ale. It's the newest release from New.
You had me hoppy, and then you said blonde ale.
Oops. Just call it pale.
It's
a hoppy pale.
It's a you probably could totally put it over me, like I'd be like, oh, this is hoppy pale. I'm like, oh, this is great. It's a blonde asshole. What? No, it's terrible.
It's a hoppy 805.
No. What have you done to me? All right. That's some good culturing there.
Culture.
It was cold transferred culture.
Yeah, it was cold transferred culture.
I kept it cold the whole way.
It's still winter, so.
Yeah.
Everything incidentally cold transferred.
Super wet today too. It was very annoying.
So wet.
Wet transfer.
People at work outside.
Yeah, it's basically going to be raining for like the next 7 days.
Big piece of crap. Living in fucking like Portland summer. Around here. It's a hellscape, I'd say.
Those wires are a little voltage, right? You should be fine.
I just got stung. Never mind. Nobody cares. Guy Craig, you can email us too. You don't always have to voicemail us. You can always email us. PerfectPourPodcast@gmail.com.
I'll email in next time then.
Yeah, email. Yeah. Email next time. Email the show.
You don't even have to be here.
You're looking out for us and you're drinking. Like, I would have drank this beer. I would have guessed 7.5 and I would have been right.
Exactly right. I'm so good at this game.
Guy Craig over there across the pond. Looking out for beer. He says, have you guys ever seen a IPA marketed as a shot? Well, if not, BrewDog has launched a 22% IPA as effectively a shot. I thought it was an original idea, unless this has already happened in the U.S. Anyway, it comes in smaller bottles, bigger than your average shot. For a full explanation, please see a review of their favorite beer reviewer. From my favorite beer reviewer. He is from Wales.
Wales,
you may not want to skip the first 2 minutes. He just sent a YouTube of the beer review.
W-H Wales? W-A.
W-H
Wales.
Wait, that's
his next that's question is, should we care about how our beers are marketed? There are two breweries over here in Kernel and Brew by Numbers. Over here, Kernel and Brew by Numbers both make amazing beers. Both package all beers the same. No special names. Brew by Numbers literally give it a number as a name. Then you have Beavertown that produced cans like below, which is like a, it's like a super cool can of like a, an alien saucer. Like
I've heard a lot about Beavertown.
It's pretty rad can art and stuff and. So not only is it an awesome can, I can drink these places I'm not allowed to drink alcohol, and no one has an idea I'm drinking a beer as it looks like a can of soda. Anyway, I love the marketing. Definitely helps you get excited, but in your opinion, should breweries just be concentrating on making amazing beer, or are they letting down their customers by not putting in the extra effort? That was from Guy Craig. So marketing, how important is a beer like – can art and just the way the beer is marketed as opposed to just straight up the beer.
Sometimes I like simplicity on names and can art. It could go either way.
Mm-hmm. They would have to be like being purposefully simple, you know?
I was going to say, I don't think there's any way out of the conversation. Like, even if it's simplistic, that's simplistic by design,
right?
And it's trying to sell the simplicity. It's mm-hmm. That's Pliny's. Marketing just the same.
Like Modern Times, just
like I mean Miller Lite's put out a huge ad campaign now that they've switched back to their retro. It just says light like on the can, like that's their thing. Mm-hmm. It's still marketing. It's still
we changed everything. It didn't work, so we'll just go back to what we did.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know. I don't think there's any sense in bemoaning marketing.
It certainly helps me get to buy him like a new beer. Yeah. If the can looks good, I'm probably gonna buy it over a thing that's Kansas nut that doesn't look good. But if I know nothing about either beer, if I see two cans and one can looks cooler than the other, I'm gonna buy the cooler looking can at least first off.
Like I said, for me it goes either way. I like Alesmith. They had it's just a green can and it says IPA, and then little fine print it says a San Diego style India Pale Ale. Simple as can be. It's a beautiful green color, but and I like the beer. But then again, I like Modern Times, which is very elegant and simple and stuff like that. And so it goes all over the board. But if it just said, "And actually, this is a good IPA," that's all the can said, I'd be like, all right.
Actually, this is a good IPA.
Yeah.
I don't want to sway you too much, Mikey, but speaking of... was it Beavertown? He mentioned with their extravagant cans. The head guy at Beavertown is Logan Plant, who is Robert Plant's son.
Oh, okay.
Led Zeppelin.
What? Yes. I'm listening now.
That's his brewery. He's got some cool interviews up on, I want to say it's Brewing Network.
Yeah, shows, I think I have heard a session where they had him on before or something. Or they're talking about how they had him on, but didn't really mention that he was.
They just like touched on it for a second, and then they're like, "We don't want us to be about that." So
that's because his dad drinks wine. Dad, try my beer. Is it wine? No. All right, whatever.
Is it wine?
Led Zeppelin and wine. That's what I think about.
I don't have a Robert Plant voice. I'm not going to try it. Stay away from it. Nobody wants to do a Robert Plant. That's fine. Okay.
Whoa.
Thank you. Was that 3BZine, SCU Beer Talk?
That is Chew Your Beer donated because the alcohol is taped off.
Taped over.
So we can all play the game. He had his kids tape off all the alcohol on the beer.
Tape off daddy's beer.
Hey, come here.
Come here a minute.
I got a job for you. So we got a new beer going around the table here.
It says SoCal exclusive.
SoCal exclusive. What?
I don't know about this.
Seems like I've seen
Baker it. Bakerfield's, is that a qualifier?
Yeah, you're in some circles in Southern California there, in Bakersfield. All right. What do we got? What we got? Jake,
Mint State Farm. Mint coffee, milk stout from Stone.
Mint coffee.
Mm-hmm. This is laced with fresh peppermint and chocolate mint.
Uh-oh.
And ABV is taped.
Oh, yep, you get the mint.
Yep.
I can smell the mint.
So is this basically oh wait, no, they didn't do this.
No, they did. They did I'm thinking of Ballast Point.
Is this beer on top of my pillow at the hotel room?
I'm thinking Ballast Point, their peppermint.
Peppermint Victory.
See, I don't like that one.
They did do a coffee session stout, didn't they, like last year or so ago?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. It smells like mint ice cream. That
smells like Ben and Jerry's.
Nope, Save Mart brand.
No, Thrifty brand.
Thrifty brand.
Ooh, Thrifty.
That's the best.
Mm-hmm. Thrifty nickel.
If only we still had the square scoop Thrifty's ice cream.
They still have. Well, if you go to the Rite Aid, they have that little.
And the Rite Aid.
Still got it in there inside the Rite Aid.
Yeah. Mm. Selected Rite Aids.
That's selected. In the
in the mystery water bucket that they dip it in.
Oh, yes, that's super. It has like water, like running water, but it never seems to like. I don't know. You know,
it's always kind of cloudy.
Yeah,
it's not always, sure.
That's old school 1980s thrifty water right there.
Oh, that's true.
It's never been changed.
It's never been changed. It just recycles.
It's like
I want you guys to brew a beer with that water.
Whoa.
It could be like a stout with it could be lactose in it.
Stout.
Yeah. Thrifty's wash bucket ice cream scooper water.
Can we have that water, please?
Stout.
What? What are you? What?
We'll boil it. It'll be fine. Don't worry.
It's never left this bucket.
You won't believe what happened to me yesterday. These two guys came in.
I think they were drunk or dying or something.
What was happening? I don't know what they're going to do with it.
Sir, we have fresh water in the in the box right there.
I want that one.
I want that one.
John, I want that one.
John. No. John's not here.
Can I get a price check on the rinse water and the ice cream bucket, please?
They want the whole thing.
Price check on the rinse water.
Too late, John. We're driving right now.
We are driving.
559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the perfect pour. We have voicemails. Let's see if we can do this slightly. Sort of, not really.
Yeah, clean transfer. No,
sort of clean.
That was a clean
transfer.
Here we go. First voicemail of the week.
Guys, can you hear me?
Yep.
Not driving.
Wow. It's got to be.
Not even drinking.
What?
Man, this is like
2017.
I haven't been drinking.
What do I do?
Not that I drink and drive, but you know, sometimes I'm driving. If I'm not driving, then I'm drinking. It's one or the other. I'm not doing either right now. Well, anyway, a friend of mine said he tried to leave you guys a voicemail, and you guys, and it didn't get played on the show. And he's like, so bummed out about it. He's like, so sad. He's a really funny guy.
That's right. We regulate.
But yeah, I think I'm going to have to give
him like
bottles of Choco Tasso to snap him out of it.
Choco Tasso.
Poor guy. Never heard him so sad. They said he left you another one for this week, so.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to it.
Man, that's weird. Yeah.
Pretty funny guy. Well, anyway, keep up the great work. And I'm just being, I guess. I'm not even. What the hell am I being?
Wow.
Sorry.
Wow.
Edit. Soda. I stepped over Scotty B.
Soda stressed, right? I want to get soda stressed about anything. Yeah, that's about it.
I like Scotty B humor. When I mean, he's not doing, you know, potty humor. I like it.
this podcast doesn't go blue.
Oh, no. Never has. No. Never. You'll never hear that.
This is a G-rated.
Yep. Especially when Bells is on. It's totally.
Totally.
Zorbab.
Yeah, I don't know what that voicemailer is talking about. What? No,
I never heard
actually.
Such
if
a
you're
thing.
Actually, if you listen to the tailgate, you would know. Sometimes voicemails just don't make it on. Not everything makes the cut, you know.
Golden Gods on.
Not
that.
Everything's appropriate.
Hey guys, what's up? It's Evil Circle here, and I just got done listening to last week's episode with Tony Baggs. That's a pretty good episode, and I'd like to hear more about it. Tony Baggs is a great guest, so. Cheers from Tony Banks for coming to the studio. So I got a question for you guys. So
okay.
15 years ago, I got into the craft beer scene, you know, kind of drinking Sam Adams.
I got into it 16 years ago.
Go to BJ's, you know, getting Jeremiah Red. Man, I thought back then, you know, Jeremiah Red 15 years ago was like, you know, the greatest thing. Had it recently, not so good anymore. So
my
question is, you guys, is what beers have you guys had, you know, 10, 15 years ago that you guys thought was good? You know, had them recently after some of these other beers, you know, have came out. And what you guys think of them? To see if you guys still like the beers that you, you know, younger days. So, let me know what you guys think. Keep up the good work. Talk to you guys later.
That's a good question.
That's a good question. I will probably say the oldest beer I've had, because... I haven't quite been drinking for 15 years, will be Newcastle.
Ah.
And the times I've gone back to it, I go, they must change the recipe.
That's something weird.
Yep. It's not the same.
I got that when I first went back to Sierra. I was like, whoa, this is like a Coors beer.
Wow.
But now it's like I've
them's
sort of
fighting words.
Readjusted to what, you know, a Sierra a pale is now, so it's not jarring anymore when you have it again. And but I definitely had to adjust to that because, like, whoa, Sierra pale does not taste the same anymore. Mm-hmm. There's something recently I want to say I did have, like, it was totally different now, but I don't know. I mean, on Dorktown, used to drink the cone of the Fire Rock all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Big time. I'm thinking if I had that again, I'd be like, ooh.
Whoa, way underwhelmed.
That's big beer now.
Yeah, I know. They're kind of sort of.
You can't have that, Mike.
Kind of sort of big beer.
No, CBA.
They're that craft beer collective thing. I don't understand if that's big beer or not. I don't know. I think they kind of are. If you're gonna get technical,
Firestone's being kind
of because that's like same thing as Duval and all them. Yeah,
they're sort of okay.
Duval's at least not family.
It's not terrible. Yeah, they're not ideal, but
it's not ABM Bev or SAB Miller.
It's not ideal, but it's also. It's still technically we can do it. I can drink.
Please don't rule it out. Don't bring it.
What the hell am I going to drink when I'm in Maui all these, Maui every other month?
Maui, bro.
I haven't been in Hawaii in years.
Every other month.
Every other month.
I remember.
Big Swell will be your friend in Maui.
Yeah.
As the Big Swell IPA.
Oh.
As a new beer drinker, I remember enjoying the hell out of some Pete's Wicked Ale, Strawberry or whatever the hell it was, the Pete's strawberry fruit, whatever it was, and I can guarantee you now I would hate it, but
sure,
that was amazing.
You're lying.
You're right, I'd love it.
I'm trying to think of an older beer that maybe I won't have in my bag.
You come on, you guys drink Mickey's still.
Hey, we're talking about opinions that have changed.
Exactly. They haven't changed yet. It's still good.
This thing is still excellent.
It is still $1.97. That's
yes. I don't think I have any. I don't know. Maybe what's that one? The Rolling Rock maybe not as good. Not as good as we used to in night and
on the Trobe.
Yeah. The stuff. Fresh and Easy's Torino.
Those were the days.
Well, they changed it too. There was Fresh and Easy had a series of two Mexican beers. They had Torino and then Furo.
Yeah,
El Furo.
El Furo. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Remember the days of Torino?
Yeah. Yes,
like $6.97 for an 18 pack. Or something stupid.
That's a stupid thing.
You go to Fresh and Easy, you get a $6.97 18 pack and like three $4.99 growlers of. You mentioned it last week.
Coachella Valley.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I used to text Matt to have good growlers this week. He's all big boo-boo.
They're
what happened to those guys, Coachella Valley?
They're still around, I think, but just they're not.
Apparently, they contract brew through. Or were you guys talking about this last week?
Hey, you turning my mic down?
No. No.
Get away from that volume now.
Fourth wall.
Either you guys are talking about it or another podcast is talking about it. I'm sorry if I forget which. Apparently, they contract brew through Indian Wells.
Okay.
Out there. So
they also make root beer, too. Indian Wells.
Yeah. So they're not trying to get huge, I guess.
They had that cool little medicine jar. I call them the medicine jar growlers that you can buy.
Yeah, exactly. They had a Fresh and Easy, the $4.99. On clearance.
Yeah. Clearance
a week. And for a growler, or for beer at least, and a week old, I'm happy to pay half price for a week old beer.
Clearance beer.
Yes, clearance beer.
We need more clearance beers.
Yes.
I'm going to say Guinness. I think I have not had Guinness
I almost went there.
That used to be my go-to.
I wish I could have like the export stout or the extra draft, whatever. Like those
kind of disappeared.
I know, and those are the best ones.
Yeah,
like the normal Guinness draft, like that. It was always super watery to me. Like,
yeah, it was badass back stout. In the day.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Now,
yeah.
Now it shaking the can.
Oh my god, there's something in there.
Yeah, the widget.
The widget. Yeah.
And I think they had a label refresh. Have you guys seen the new cans?
Yeah. I just saw it today, like somebody posted it.
Speaking of pouring hard nitro beers.
Oh yes, let's do this.
Right. Oh my
gosh!
Just
for the Nick.
Yes.
For the Nick 80. All right, guess the size.
I love gold.
Sounds like a 16 on nitro.
You heard that nitro in the pop?
I heard the nitro.
What we got here, Nick?
Ooh. The only beer that should exist. Well, besides this draconic barrel aged. This is the second beer that should only exist in the world.
Oh, okay.
I choose my words wisely tonight. Black House Nitro with coffee, coconut, and cocoa.
What'd you call me?
Coconut and cocoa?
Coconut and cocoa.
That's coconuts. A little excessive with the cocoa at that. Son.
Pour hard.
Yeah.
Pour hard, bro.
Got hard all over my notebook here.
Whoa.
Whoa.
The G-rated podcast, man.
I didn't say anything bad. Like, fuck shit.
Damn. Earmuffs, kids. All right, everyone got this? Or you got-
well, yeah. Jake right. is waiting patiently.
This is, I'm glad somebody brought this because I saw this tonight at Fig Tree. I'm yes. like, and I know that Nick had already got some, I think. So I'm like, ah.
I have a can at home.
Meh.
Yeah, thanks to James.
Meh.
But I still want to try it, so. It's good having a craft beer James? Podcast.
No, I gave, Matt comes to his desk every so often. He'll find a bottle or a can of beer there. And it's from James. And James says, please give us to Matt.
That's why I walk away from my desk sometimes to hopefully come back to find beer.
Beer that's worthy.
Just keeps walking back. Is it?
Ooh, oh, no candy. Beer. No beer. Ooh, piece of candy. Ooh, piece of candy.
All right. Here it is. Modern Times. Nitro.
No, Nitro. Nitro. I don't know how they did this. There's no widget. Did you hear it? Listen. No widget.
There's nothing in there. So how is it? I don't understand then. You're supposed to, like, I saw somebody on YouTube, like, pour it all, like, you pour it all aggressive. You yeah, just, like, pour hard. Shove it just in
turn
there.
It upside down, yeah.
It's,
well, that's how you do the Guinness cans. You would literally dump it upside down in your glass and only lift it just enough so it would keep filling the glass up.
If they don't put a widget, it's like a 60-40 blend. It's nitro and CO2.
Oh, blend.
I was going to say I tasted the blend.
I taste the CO2.
I don't want to sound like a douche.
It's that CO2 acidity. I can taste it.
Yeah.
This is 2 points of pH lower.
Yep. So I got those 2 points.
Which,
awful.
I know.
pour it out.
North Coast will do that a lot with Old Rasputin. Either the nitro kegs will be a blend or true nitro. And you don't know which one you're going to get unless somebody checks the collar.
But they can do no wrong with Old Rasputin.
Well, I understand that, but a true nitro Old Rasputin is smoother.
Do we do that at the brewery, 50 or whatever?
No, it's
blend.
It's
pure nitro.
They pull, at Tioga, they pull the beer flat. It's finished, but it's flat. They nitro it, so it's 100%.
Okay.
But if we were to do bottles, we kind of looked at it and either do 60-40 or you put a nitro widget in it. So either way.
I wonder how much those nitro widgets cost.
They're expensive. I know that.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think Guinness owns it. They don't even own it. Like, that's somebody else's company.
Oh.
Yeah.
And they charge Guinness up
Guinness
ass.
Money. Guinness
could
money.
Could have that OG Irish money.
Oh, you
the old country.
Have you been brewing for 180 years? Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry, you don't get a widget.
You can't. You're going to end up on Food Babe's blog.
Perfect four. Hey, boys. It is Florida Steve.
Florida Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hey,
hi, Steve.
My post.
The Funky Buddha.
Maple Bacon Coffee Festival check-in call. Oh, what a great festival. One of the best that I think Funky Buddha has ever thrown. It is the morning after, and I am actually feeling pretty good. I tried a lot of beers at
the festival. All the mornings.
And so many that I had to go back.
All the mornings after.
And look at the paper guide sure. that we got at the start of the festival.
Age version.
I don't even remember what the hell we had. But I know that one of the highlight beers that we had was the Modern Times Devil's Teeth.
Which one?
Bourbon Barrel.
Way out there in the East Coast.
It was incredible. It was one of the better
it's just
beers
incredible.
That was at the
had
festival.
It. Had it at GBF.
And actually surprising.
had it GBF.
A lot of the
I had it before it won the award.
I have to say that this festival was a Nick festival. Oh. Lots,
ooh.
Lots of Nicks.
My time.
Lots of people with beers.
My turn. My turn. You're gonna have to go
it
out to Florida next year.
A Nick festival. Yes. Not a lot of IPAs. One brewer did have a Citra Hopped IPA.
I'm there.
Which was Toppling Goliath. I'm not sure where they're located. That. But they had their Sue
in Beer Town.
They're
they got a good rep within Toppling a half hour of the.
I think we've had a Toppling.
They ran that freaking keg dry from their jockey box. It was incredible. I never got a chance to even try it, but Funky Buddha had pretty much their entire lineup on tap. They had their regular small tap band. Going, and then they have a 18-wheeler that they call Draftzilla. at the
kind of has something like at that the at Tioga, too,
and they had
C-train?
Dozens of beers on tap that you could try. They even had vintage bottles of maple bacon coffee porter from last year and 2016 too, which I think was the first year that they introduced it. I already had the 2016 last year, but I never had the 2015, and I gotta say that thing holds up pretty well even after 2 years. It was pretty good. I mean, you get that saltiness, and then the maple flavors just kick in toward the end, and just you want a freaking stack of pancakes while drinking it. It's incredible.
No.
Three minutes.
You could feel it coming. You could feel the 3 minutes coming.
I will say,
he's going to finish up.
Going back and forth between this mint stone and the modern times is kind of nice. It breaks it up a little bit.
Yeah. You just, a little more why don't you just mix it in all together?
Blended, bro.
Blendage.
Did you just blend it?
Yep.
Oh my God. Did you not just blend it?
He wheezed the juice.
3 minutes.
Perfect pour original.
Yeah, it makes it better.
Anyway, that was my time at the festival, and actually the Friday before the festival, I went out brewery hopping. You guys have probably seen it on the Bookface. We hit Bangin' Banjo Brewing.
What'd you call me?
Pompano, and hit Barrel of Monks Brewing in Boca Raton. Both had some good beers and some beers that were not so good. Mikey, I don't think you would like Barrel of Monks
because
they use Belgian yeast in everything they brew.
What the hell is wrong with them?
Style brewery and they
makes it dry, bro.
Belgian yeast in everything. I mean, including does Belgium even make
beers?
Come on. Yeah, do they even know how to make beer? In Belgium.
Okay, but you still get that Belgian-y sweetness.
When's the last time they made an American IPA? Come on.
Yeah. I'm going to have to live in Belgium for a year so I can acquire the taste.
Just eat bananas.
Talk to you guys later. Time. Cheers. And
cheers.
Hope you did good work.
Bye. Thanks for your sleep. How's that blend, Trinia?
I like it. It's pretty damn good.
So we're blending Black House, Nitro, Coffee, Coca, and the Stone Coffee Milk Stout, Mint Coffee Milk Stout.
I felt like the Mint Coffee Milk Stout had a little sharp, not quite astringency, but something that just like hits you front palate when you drink it.
And
you throw it with the Modern Times and just mellows it out.
Smooth sailing.
Mm-hmm.
Still got voicemails.
Oh, good. I was getting worried.
Hey, guys. Paul here.
Yeah, hi, Paul.
Calling you from the library parking lot.
What?
Library update.
Don't worry, I have no intention of starting a library parking lot report.
Paul, wouldn't be that bad.
You're too loud.
Boring than the bedroom.
That's parking lot.
Gets our hopes up.
Speaking of which, inspired by your recent YouTube video uploads, I've started doing BevMo parking lot videos on YouTube.
Live footage?
BevMo parking lot is still a Perfect Pour exclusive. But just think of this as an addition to the Perfect Pour entertainment family.
I didn't know about this.
Amazingly, I think if you just Google BevMo parking lot reporting.
Wait, there's probably...
If anybody's interested.
80,000 of those.
Stupid and boring, but you know, whatever. Might be worth a laugh.
BevMo parking lot reports on YouTube. I gotta find this.
Currently Googling.
Maybe put him on his MySpace or something.
I'm thrilled about that one.
His Friendster.
Zynga.
Hazy or not. Mm-hmm. Speaking of hazy, the River Buddy is also hazy and fantastically delicious.
What am I looking out for?
We had that at Baker's Surfest.
Yeah. Son of a bitch.
Okay. I think that's it for now. I will call you back from a BevMo near you or near me.
Everybody's
Sick.
River Quick Buddy's
all right. Side note, so, tangent, make Mikey jealous. River Buddy's amazing.
Ah, also, bitch. Also, Paul, I apologize in advance. I did give out your email to another individual that wanted to solicit you for your services.
If you're in the
free field work.
If you're in the East Bay and you're hard up for beer. Email Paul.
No. This is
and he'll meet you at Fieldwork.
This
buy
is more of an audio standpoint of soliciting of services, not a geographical.
Maybe his music, some little paid.
Maybe there's a little something going down south that needs.
Whoa.
So if you
G-rated Google, podcast, man.
If you Google BevMo parking lot, besides the ad that comes up first, the first two are Paul from Fairfax. That's his actual handle.
Awesome.
And YouTube, that's his YouTube channel, Paul from Fairfax?
His channel is Paul from Fairfax.
Oh, nice. Good job, Paul.
So he has some sort of social media.
And there is two videos up from BevMo parking lot.
There you go.
I'm going
to
follow this.
So this is
right
what you do on YouTube. Subscribe to The Perfect Four and subscribe to Paul from Fairfax. This is all you need. And you're done. There's no other beer stuff on YouTube.
Yeah, so...
Two beer videos.
BevMo parking lot. Those are the three words you need.
Oh my gosh, that's all right. There isn't another Paul voicemail, so there is not going to be a BevMo.
I hope he intros each one of those videos with his BevMo song.
Like, is one of his? Yeah, play one of the things. Play one of the things.
He has like 20 videos.
Here we are, everybody. BevMo parking lot.
I better cut away with it.
I'm about to go inside and see if that six-pack of Luponic Distortion 1 is still there.
Luponic 1?
Yep.
Amazing. I hear BevMo music.
He's in the BevMo.
It sounds like BevMo.
I hear old beer. We should tell him if he presses the buttons to the cognac or the Irish whiskey or like you press these buttons to call somebody to open the sliding door, it makes a funny noise. Like a cognac, you're like, hey, baby, what's up?
What?
You want some cognac? No, I'm serious. It's hilarious.
So you guys missed it, but he gave me the update on the Luponic version. You'll have to watch the video to find out which it is.
Matt, Mikey, you're going to go in like, oh, I'm going to press this to get the funny sound, and then it's going to make it, and somebody's going to come, need some cognac? No. I'll buy a little bit, I guess.
I just wanted to hear the sound.
I think they changed it, because they have the tequila one, and he used to, of course, the Mexican guy.
Massively racist.
Yeah, so they changed the cognac, and then they changed the tequila guy.
I have to see what this is about.
That's another Paul video?
Gothic lullaby, airport sexy.
See, that's Paul's voice, because when you hear, I hear a girl that sounds like a female in the background, that's just... Paul's
range.
Paul can do everything. He's got that falsetto.
I'm very soothed right now.
I'm very something. I don't know what it is.
I don't know what's happening.
I'm one of his few subscribers.
I'm just excited that I can subscribe to something that Paul's doing.
He has a lot of airport sexy. Maybe that's his band.
Hey guys, guess what? I'm driving. What?
Yeah, cool.
Back from a brewery. Hey, so cheers up my boy Chew Your Beer for a recommendation to hit up McLeod Ale Works in Van Nuys, California. Very cool place. Darts, peanuts, English style ales, cask ales, English style beers on nitro, and they even had an English pale ale and an English IPA, which are actually pretty tasty. So,
cheers out
to your beer for the recommendation, and hope you guys are enjoying your Monday night. Talk to you guys later.
Monday night.
Keep up the good work.
It's Friday. It's Friday morning.
Crazy, dude.
Real quick, happy birthday to James Hernandez.
What? Yep. Big game?
Big game?
Yeah.
Now he's too old.
Happy birthday, big game.
Speaking of McLeod, and his English cask, all that. I believe I heard on another podcast there, one of the only...
Boo, another podcast.
Never heard of him.
I hate that one.
I think it was Experimental Brewing with Denny Kahn and Drew Beecham. They're one of the only U.S. breweries that are officially Englishly licensed to brew cask ale.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like the real ale movement from England. Mm-hmm. They're licensed to do that here in the US. Wow. So.
Nice.
That's kind of cool.
Hmm. And. Cool. Oh! I was unprepared.
How did that go? Was that some inner thigh touching right there?
There you go. There you go again. There you go.
Oh, yeah. Totally 22-ounce can.
Okay. 19.2.
Excuse me, 19.2.
That's missing some ounces.
Didn't quite get all the ounces in there.
It's a low field.
What do we got here, man?
Moonraker's Sling Jaw.
Moonraker. I don't know if I've had a Moonraker.
Yeah.
Is that a Sacramento? Another Sacramento?
Auburn, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, what the hell are they doing up there?
They're killing it.
Killing it, making foggy IPAs.
Fucking hazy. Hey. Give it a break.
What about Tioga's foggy one? I never got to have it.
All a dream. It at least had hops.
A lot of that, people Mikey, were that was excited
just,
about
it. It was all a dream.
We just added
it.
It was all a dream.
Don't worry, there's another one coming.
Yes.
Okay, it's not going to be it's going to be a Session Vermont ale. We haven't quite named it or
Session Vermont.
Yeah.
So just call it Vermont
a Vermont XPA. Pale ale.
Shut your face. Don't say don't say shit.
I'm sorry.
It's still being planned.
England Session IPA.
It
sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, let's wait. Just call it in your face. In your face.
Not. Feels like I'm drinking pineapple juice.
Yes.
Not impressed.
Not impressed with that, huh?
I am not impressed.
But it's Moonraker.
There's no Moonraker. Hops.
Is this the.
That's the juice.
Sling Jaw.
Final voicemail of the episode.
Who's it going to be?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's up?
Throwing this out there to you.
Yeah, all right.
August, the A's stumbled their ass down from NorCal.
Because Chino Yacht Club.
Down here to Anaheim.
They play like several series in Anaheim.
The Angels kicked their ass for the weekend in August. Just throwing it out there. There's about three or four breweries right in the...
I've heard about this. Breweries.
Right in the vicinity of Angel Stadium. Probably put something together.
Those insignificant games.
See you later.
No.
Fuck yourself.
Oh. Justin knows. The Angels and A's in August will probably be pretty irrelevant.
Did he just click off a cordless phone?
Yeah. I was like, yeah, those are the old cordless phones.
He's got his whole phone plugged into his car.
He folded down the antenna.
Yeah, to pull the antenna down.
It's like a white. It's not. It's supposed to be a white phone, but it's like creamy and like disgusting. Like,
yeah.
Like dirty water from Thrifty's.
Thrifty's water.
I'll show my age by saying this, but I remember when I was a kid in our block. There was a guy with a cordless phone, and he would go walking around the block with the cordless phone
in
his back.
That's how good they were.
And we're like, whoa, that guy's so cool. And he's like, yeah, I got this cordless phone in my back pocket. If somebody calls me, I could call, I could totally answer.
I can go far away.
Well, I got a 3-mile range.
That's how you know if you're in a different generation is you watch a movie with somebody from the like 90s, and you don't bat an eye at a car phone.
Yeah.
And they're like, what in the hell is that?
Why is like, it glued to his car?
Why is there a hard line in the car?
Hard line in the car. You're like, oh, yeah, that was the thing.
How do you take it out of your car? I don't get it. That must suck for the one guy that still has that and he can't use it. He's like, I have to pull over. Hold on.
His cell phone has to be plugged in all the time. Has no battery.
Yeah, there was no laws. There was no, like, you can't use your car phone while driving. Just do whatever the fuck you want it.
Yeah. Oh, you're rich enough to afford a car phone? Do what you want, sir.
Yeah,
you
don't go ahead. You're not distracted.
Yeah.
It's okay. Well, thanks, everybody, for calling in.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name.
So, speaking of cell phones, I want to go on a small tangent.
Oh, oi.
Hey, let's interrupt him.
Hold on.
See, Matt doesn't know how to do the tangents. He announces he's going to tangent.
Go for it.
He's too polite. You have to just do it. And then we're like, dude, you're doing a tangent.
No, I'd rather you just get it out of your system so then I can actually talk about what I'm going to say.
No, I don't think that's allowed in this podcast.
you're being too professional.
On YouTube, there is Unbox Therapy. It's a popular channel, and they talk about things. He had the ability to review the $20,000 cell phone. And it is a mobile, it is a cellular telephone that it's comes in this fancy box. It's USB-C. It has like a 15 megapixel camera, an 8 megapixel selfie camera. It has gold trim on the sides. So it's this fancy phone. It runs on Android, all this stuff. But the creepy thing about it is it has a switch on the back, and you flick the switch and it goes into encryption mode, and it only does phone calls and text messages, and it will only allow those two things to work if somebody else downloads an app and they're approved by you. So it goes into like the bat phone or the red line, you know, the red telephone, like, and it's kind of creepy, but it's like a $20,000 cell phone for like rich ass people.
I need it.
Mikey's rich.
Had it.
If you'd like to donate to the show,
our $20,000 level.
We need that $20,000 phone.
Patreon.com. What do you get for $20,000?
Perfect for everything. Yeah. Yeah. What's the reward?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You get a stack of stickers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what you get.
Stack of stickers. By the way,
and 4 years worth of coasters.
Courtesy of the Golden Gods and Nick. We now have 500 legit stickers.
472.
Oh, now it's down to 472.
We're
almost out.
We're doling them out.
Order them again.
Oh my gosh!
If you contact the podcast, with an address,
I sense work happening
that you want a sticker sent to, and you square cash me $1.50.
Square cash.
So I could buy envelopes and stamps. I will personally mail out stickers. And my square cash is Matt's beard.
Wait,
is that like Bitcoin? What the hell's going on?
Yeah.
Send a self-addressed stamped envelope.
Well, that's too much work.
If you're a golden guy,
you want the overhead on that $1.50.
SASD, baby.
I will go to Target, and I'll buy a box of envelopes. I'll go buy the
Target, Dollar Tree.
Might as well write Double Dare while you're at it.
And I will mail stickers out. Matt's beard, send me $1.50, and then you guys send me the email or the postal addresses, and I'll do it.
Oh man, the inbox is gonna get crazy. Perfect for our podcast at gmail.com.
Continental United States only. extra shipping might apply for.
No, the Golden Gods are getting stickers, and then after that, yeah, we'll just whoever we can. Whatever we can muster, we'll do it.
We got stickers,
so yay! We have stickers.
Yeah, but they're going quick.
Yeah,
we're down to four seventy-six now.
476. What?
Two disappeared while we were talking about it.
My kitchen table's a little lopsided at home, so I'll just shim some of those under it. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, what's happening?
It's not a perfect pour podcast without a pumpkin beer.
Why are you trying to make Mike shit himself right now?
You know, Matt's under the weather. He's here on a, you know, just pumping it out, just braving the elements here, and you're throwing pumpkin beer in his face.
I have not and will never appear on this podcast without a pumpkin beer in my arsenal.
you're really not endearing yourself to Matt.
I unintentionally started a tradition, and I will continue it.
It's before we get too far,
Jake, if you open that beer, next time we get expense checks, I'm losing yours.
No.
Please don't lose it.
So, growler it is.
So before we get too far along, speaking of Anaheim and beer and sports of some sort.
Which I'm going to be in Anaheim at some point this year.
Nice.
For Disneyland. But
so Noble is growlering now.
Yeah, we talked about that.
What? Oh. When?
When they were they're releasing the 24 karat gold beer. That's their unfiltered double IPA. I also mentioned that they were bringing out growlers.
When did we talk? Did we talk about that tonight?
No, it was like 3 weeks ago.
So 3 weeks ago.
It was a minute ago.
Yeah. I was extremely excited, and you guys did not listen to me. No. So fuck you guys.
He didn't read it online. It's not true.
So Disneyland crawlers are going to be rad.
Yes.
You're not going to get those in, bro.
Oh, I'm going to get one in.
That red trolley.
No, it's all about the what's their double IPA that they always have at the Carl Strauss booth down there?
Not Betty.
Not a Roy Hopialis. No,
no,
it's not double.
Okay, not double. No,
it's a Tower.
Tower 10.
Tower 10?
Tower 10's not the double though, is it?
No, he says not a double. It's a regular.
Oh yeah, the Tower. No, I thought the Tower 10.
Tower
it's got the lifeguard. Lifeguard.
Yeah. Not the Tower of Terror, which is no more.
The Tower 10.
Is it Tower 10? Or is that the IPA?
Big Barrel Double?
No, it's a single IPA.
Okay, yeah, it's the Tower 10.
But it's the same. So if you're in California Adventure and you're buying beer, all of them are $7 no matter what you're buying. So you might as well get Tower 10.
Oh, see, they don't know what they're doing with the alcohol.
You can get Red Trolley or you can get Tower 10, same price.
You got to do your bum math.
No, for sure.
Price by multiply or divided by ABV times volume.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Well, bang for the buck.
When I went to the Rams game, they had Woof Pup on cans, and they had
at the Coliseum?
Yeah, the Coliseum. Mm-hmm. They had Point the Way, and they have, of course, Budweiser, Bud Light, whatever, and Corona. And they also had Lime-a-ritas and stuff. So I did the bum math. I was like, all right, I'm getting Lime-a-ritas because it's 8%, and where Woof Pup is only 4%.
But you have to taste it.
Yeah, I just slammed them, dude. But it was
been
like
caught.
Yeah, it's like yeah, it was.
Why have we not heard those in your
I'm gonna before? I'm gonna pay $14 for a beer.
Oh God!
Or for a crushable beer, or just get a non-crushable
quaffable.
Beer.
Quaffable beer.
Yeah. Get a non-crushable beer and drink it semi-malt liquor.
Hey, yeah. You got to do what you got to do in situations.
Yeah, situational beer.
Situational beer, man. It happens. I understand
bang for buck.
Yeah. What's our active beer right now?
It's one of these.
Or unless you guys want
to pop that growler. What is it?
No, I'm not saying
House Pendragon.
House Pendragon Vermont IPA. Growlered.
He's so disappointed.
Don't worry, man. It's not very cloudy. It's looking growlered today.
Who is it? Somebody said they saw you there. Was it Tony Bags?
I would say I was there with Tony. I gave Tony Bags a ride.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah,
from
he's just
there
like,
to Pine and Palm.
Because I was like, hey, Mom, Justin must have been working up there that day.
I don't. Well, I mean, I work in that area. I don't work at Pendragon.
Well, no. I mean, because you say sometimes that you're going to go by Pendragon because it's on your way home certain days. Yeah, so I was like,
I'm lucky enough now I have 2 days a week. I work literally around the corner from Pendragon. So.
Yeah, and then then you met up with Tony Bags and drove him all over the world. And
Yeah.
We have a Coleman growler.
He was a
Coleman growler.
Stanley.
Stanley.
Double wall back.
Coleman Green.
Got it at Walmart.
No. This is legit. This is like a $50 growler. It was a gift, but
the other outdoor brand?
Yep.
Stanley.
That's what I need tomorrow for work.
Stanley, this will keep things cold for like 5 hours.
This freaking Seattle weather.
Is this a Cleveland Steamer growler? Stanley Steamer?
You didn't get it.
I missed it.
So for being a quote-unquote Vermont IPA, this is markedly clear.
This is how I want a beer to taste.
Yeah.
This is, I mean, it's hazy.
So this is...
I don't know if it was an ironic name.
This does not taste like stout.
Of a Vermont beer. Of a foggy IPA.
I was there this afternoon. Pat.
Wait, what's the name of this?
It's a Vermont IPA. Oh,
Vermont IPA.
Pat, formerly of Peeves, was pouring, and he said this was kegged 3 days ago.
Nice.
And I know you always hate the fact they don't have Lancelot there. They have it on tap.
Oh, at the moment.
Kegged yesterday.
Nice.
My untap gives me notifications of when they put beers on tap.
I have those set up too. Maybe I don't. Yeah, I get those sometimes.
I didn't
see the Lancelot one though.
Yeah, it just popped up.
I just want
Creme de la Kremlin or Cocoa.
I like they this. Don't make that beer anymore.
Vanessa and Pat both told me today it's coming soon.
Hey, look it out for.
They want to get it out before the
right now we're
changes.
Looking out for.
Yes.
So that's what you're looking out for. You're looking out for that. What else are you looking out for?
I'm looking out for Tecumseh because
Oh, and in a can? The can?
Yeah, in a can.
You don't want that crap on a tap. You want it in a can.
I want it in a can, even though those kegs almost the same.
No crap on tap.
No. Can you get Tecumseh on the beer garden? No, does anybody here know that?
Not yet.
What?
No. Not?
But, I was listening.
This beer gives you Ranger, New Belgium Ranger burps.
Have you seen that Voodoo, Voodoo beer, Ranger? Man.
This is my favorite beer of the episode.
I've seen it, but I haven't had it.
Okay, I haven't had it yet either. I'm just wondering if it's...
But Ranger gave you a very distinct
burp. I got a few, Mikey. I looked up your check-ins. This was the one they had that you hadn't checked in.
Oh, good job. Man, look at Justin. Wow.
Stalker.
Gold star.
I was watching you.
Stalk all you want.
Yeah.
Gold star. Yeah, you're gonna help me out. You can go ahead and stalk. I mean, stalkers are underrated, I think.
I also like Volkswagens and...
That's how he ended up with his head inside a Volkswagen.
The Beatles.
I haven't had a friend bring me to the Star Wars Rogue One an IMAX yet, and nobody wants to go with me in IMAX.
You haven't seen an IMAX?
No. But IMAX makes me a little queasy. I don't know. Yeah.
I think it's like mandatory 3D too, which I don't like the
3D. Yeah, I'm not fond of 3D.
It's not high res.
Is this 4K?
I want all the res.
Amalgamator six packs. I want one.
That's what you're looking out for. Amalgamator six packs.
Yes. Did it Amalgamator?
They had 22 ounce bottles.
Okay.
You just had the Amalgamator at Spoke, right?
Yes.
They just had it in.
Maybe I have, but it's not been.
Who knows?
We're not there yet.
Somebody might have had it.
Yep.
And it may have been.
What else are you looking out for? That's it, Matt?
Yeah. Is there something better than that? Come on.
Fresh
Pranny.
Are you going?
Oh. No, I want you to go first because I feel like if anyone, mine would step on yours. So go ahead.
All right. New Belgium Lips of Faith series, which used to be more Lips of Faith than New Belgium. Now it seems like it's more New Belgium Lips of Faith. Lips of Faith brought to you by New Belgium. Clutch Dark Sour Stout. Ooh. Is the new release. I think it's out now. Hoping it comes to the valley.
I remember that band. They had a couple of good songs.
Yeah. They did have a couple of good songs.
Is that the 001, 001, 001?
001, 001. No.
I remember that. It was terrible and enjoyable.
Yep.
So, Clutch put out another album in 6 months. Oh, it's still Clutch. Okay, got it.
1-1-0-1-0-1.
I feel like sour stout should be more of a thing. They're so good.
Yeah.
Yes. That was my favorite.
Have you had one?
Yeah. Almanac. They had the sour bourbon porter. That was my sour favorite stout beer from them.
Almanac what? Had it. Lost Abbey has some. Mm-hmm. Brewery.
One local Tart brewery. Would be Kuia. Foe.
Kuia has one. Kuia really
makes
good.
A raspberry stout that's soured.
Sante really Darius has some, not necessarily sour stouts, but dark sours. Like I think that's.
See, for some reason that
I like that way better than the
that
sour
sounds
one.
Like it's sour. That appeals to me more a sour stout than a regular sour.
Yeah.
Or sour.
I don't know, but I don't know that I've had one or not. Maybe I have. I don't know. Yeah, but really that good. Sounds good.
The closest thing I could think of is the La Folie, which is a sour brown.
Which I saw bottles of the newest one of that.
2017?
They weren't filled. Oh. But it was like a label design. And I was like,
Well, you know, if they're buying bottles, it's on the way.
Every year. Oh, yeah.
It's not a, we hope to do this. Oh, no, we bought the bottles. We're doing this shit.
Oh, we're doing it. Any more looking out for us, Nick? Hey, Ren, you're looking out for us.
Looking out. Oh, those Just Outstanding cans.
Yeah, those cans are just outstanding. Those cans look good. They're just outstanding. It's good.
Beach friendly.
I know. Yeah, somebody posted today in one of the groups. It was at Save Mart, canned yesterday.
Yep.
And like Save Mart's just our generic chain mark, grocery store in the valley. And
they do not work hard to get fresh beer.
Yeah, they don't work hard to get fresh beer. And they have a day old can of just outstanding IPA.
Which Save Mart was this?
It's in Bakersfield. Yeah, it's one of my top accounts.
Right,
bring it to the Fresno.
Oh, it's a well. It's, it to how Friday. Good is that? Save Mart is Is it better than any St. Martin?
Yes,
Fresno?
The
craft beer wise.
The guy who runs it, he's really, really knowledgeable at craft. He's a craft guru, so he knows fresh beer and he appreciates.
Is he on social media? All?
Yes,
do you know?
Yes. What's his name? Flowers.
Jess Flowers.
Jess Flowers. Yep.
Jess Flowers on social media, and where? How is this? He's is the St. Mart far off the 99? This is all we care about.
Yeah.
How far is it off the 99?
Is it 99 and lengthwise?
No, it's far off the 99. It's in a Rosedale area.
Oh, that's like deep Bakersfield.
you can there's a back way to get to it. You can avoid the 99 or you go on the 99, but you can actually
East West Freeway?
It's off of that. Yeah, it's in town more. And Rosedale.
It's for Bakersfieldians.
Bakersfield.
Yeah,
it's like for big game games and stuff. If
you guys are welcome for your doghouse grill, by the way, or Firestone grill.
Oh, they got one.
Yeah,
the old SBI right off the freeway. It's a Firestone grill now,
okay. California,
and it's not as packed as.
No, you could actually get in.
Do they have a parking lot?
Well, number one, yes, you can park there.
Parking?
Yes.
Yeah. Is there not a parking attendant telling you to go to the other lot?
No, there's parking.
I don't know how to navigate this.
Just go. Other lot.
I can see somebody pulling out, though. You guys pulling out?
They pay somebody full time just stand out there and tell you go to the other lot.
Yeah.
Just go. There's nothing here. Just go.
Yeah.
Bakersfield.
Yes, it's no parking space.
No. Is there parking space? No, Windex. We don't have any Windex.
All right. I'm looking out for. Since you didn't step on it, Maroa Shell, and I believe Fig Tree posted today, they have the barrel-aged tin fitty cans.
Yeah, I did
not see that.
They had one. They had one.
Wow.
And I almost at Fig
Tree.
It was $13 for the one can.
Call your Uber. Like, get in there right now. Go get it.
Uber?
Otherwise, you didn't,
more time
otherwise you didn't learn your lesson.
We could walk that far.
We could. Yeah.
It's a half mile.
Paul said
Nick's got a bike.
Paul said West Shaw Crafts is coming. It's supposed to be today, but he didn't say anything else. I don't know.
Nick's got a bike.
No, I'll have to use your bike.
All right.
I Ubered
in case
of rain.
Okay. Can you handle a fixie? I mean, I don't know if you can handle a fixie. No brakes.
No brakes.
You have to Fred Flintstone your brakes.
I got the skids.
Yeah,
it's got no pedals either. You just got to Fred Flintstone the whole thing.
Yep,
it's a balance bike for adults.
You got to make that running sound. Oh, I got to get that sound drop now.
It makes smoke bombs.
Desperately.
Oh, I'm going to look for it now.
Hey, Fred.
Or no, wait. Hey. Never mind.
Barney.
God damn it.
Yabba-dabba-doo. So I met that guy. The guy that the animator.
No, what? Oh, yeah. Or was he's the same guy that did the yellow. There it is. It was kind of a digital version of it.
Hey,
but still, it was it. That was it.
That was a DJ loop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
All right.
Oh, no. Here we go.
He shut it down. He's like, that's
too much. Two's too much.
See, it's good to have listeners in here. Like, I know what's annoying and it's not annoying. I'll stop. Yeah. No. We on the show don't know.
We have no filter.
We have no idea.
Hashtag no filter.
Any looking out for us over there still? We covered all your looking out for us.
Oh, actually, kind of looking out for, I don't think I'm going to go up and get it this year. Went last year. Pliny the Younger.
Yeah, I was just going to say
coming
that.
Out
yeah,
I might just go to that bistro thing instead.
2nd through the 16th, something like that.
The bistro thing during SF Beer Week?
Yeah. I might just do that because...
So you're going to SF Beer Week for sure? Or?
No, my... Kenny from Kauai, he said that, well, he enters his Slauncher every year and stuff like that.
Is Slauncher in there?
Yeah.
At the bistro?
It won last year.
Yeah, right? it was 2 votes away from People's Choice.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's big.
And he's going to do it again this year. And he's trying to get a group of people and rent a charter bus that goes for the day and comes back. So I'm interested in doing that, and that includes the ticket price and that stuff going in. So drink on the way up and drink on the way back.
You don't have to drive.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So I don't know. We'll see.
Really
I'll see. Anyway, yeah.
It's worth it.
So we definitely younger would be nice. You get three cores.
I would like to see if somebody goes to Russian River for a younger this year, a listener. We've got to have one listener that's going to go this year. We need a voicemail from the line.
We failed you last year. We waited in line last year. Did the whole.
Did I go last year?
6 hours?
It was a year
did
before.
Did you drop your glass last year?
No. Drop a glass was 2 years ago. Two years ago, at least. Yeah, that was 2 years ago.
Mike wasn't last slamming year. Glasses since 2015.
Yep.
Slamming glass.
Over.
Over.
Younger. Over. Over. Younger. Over. Hey, how long did you guys wait for younger? The line.
We got there at like 9 a.m. No, we got in at like 3. We waited like 6 hours.
Yeah.
And.
Got in at 3. You got 9 a.m., got in at 3 p.m.
The line moved just fast enough where
what day
you
did you go?
We went on Saturday. Oh, so, like, Saturday. One of the opening weekend. Worst day you could possibly go.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the line moved just fast enough where you weren't feeling terrible the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And
Was it raining or not?
No,
it was clear. It was clear and warm.
I was there. It was raining. It was terrible.
It was beautiful weather. Really, we couldn't ask for better, but... I'm glad to have done, but I won't do again.
Right. Yeah. Well, I said that the first time, and then we did it again.
But, we spilled the glass.
I wonder what it's like. And we've always done it opening weekend. I wonder what it's like the Wednesday, you know.
Yeah. Well, from what I hear, it's going to be so pretty decent, much,
you would think.
Yeah, it's so much better. Like, if you can at all get up in the weekend, or sorry, the week, just go during then.
Mm-hmm.
If you know where it's going
to
be poor,
it's always hard to get in the Russian River, right? Like, no matter what time you go, it's like you're going to wait at least an hour to get in.
Yeah, but
regardless of
the last time I went before that, I went up on a Sunday, like mid Sunday or something like that. And yeah, it was like a 45-minute wait just to get in the door to stand,
right?
Like, not even for a table, just like get in there and stand at the bar and we'll wait for somebody to leave and like jump their spot at the bar. Like,
yeah.
That's just how it is. But
how it is. Yeah. Well, once they're done with their second location there, they're not. No, I don't think they're done with that, right? I haven't heard if they are. Maybe that will help. But
should.
I don't know. I think it'll just. I just got a feeling it's just going to be both places are going to be slammed. But
I mean, it's just one of those places where it's you do it to do it, get the hype over with. I mean, it's great beer, phenomenal beer, but it. It's, maybe not worth waiting for frequently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or more than
it's,
once.
Yeah. I there. Think it's something to do at least once.
Yeah.
In your beer life. Mm-hmm. Reggie, I know Reggie 559 is looking out for Pizza Port's Shark Bite. Pizza Port has brought back Shark Bite for their 30th anniversary. Shark Bite is a red ale. I'm pretty sure a bearded brewer would enjoy it.
I do love red ales.
And it's out there in 6-pack cans of Pizza Port Shark Bite. Because Reggie was like, "Have you seen Shark Bite in town yet?" And I said, "What? What's Shark Bite?"
I mean, yeah, of course.
Yeah, I mean, no, I haven't because I see everything.
I had it.
No, but it is the Pizza Port Shark Bite that they brought it back for the 30th anniversary.
Speaking of red ales for Matt,
I think that's about all I have.
Dragon has the Fire and Hops. Amber
Pendragon has ale. Fire and hops.
Back on tap. It's tasting good.
Good. I need it. Bring it in my life.
Speaking of that growler. Give me that Coleman growler.
Stanley.
I want to hit that.
It's Stanley growler.
Stanley.
This is the official beer growler. It's not just this coffee.
If you look on the bottom, it has a Surgeon General's warning. That's what makes it legal in California.
Yep.
It has no branding on the outside, which is perfect. There's nothing to cover up.
I would not want that much vodka. I'm just saying.
If you peel the Stanley sticker back, it says a Coolman. Coolman growler.
Not Coleman.
Coolman.
No, honestly, I love that thing. It keeps stuff cold for like 8-10 hours at a time. It's ridiculous.
Code. Hey, don't. Leave it open.
I wanted to keep it fresh, bro.
No, it's a Vermont New England IPA. Yeah, it doesn't fresh. Take it away from Matt.
I just got acquired 2 Yeti cups, and I'm gonna do a YouTube at some point with beer in the Yeti cup.
Nice. Dude, shower beer in a Yeti cup, best thing ever.
Oh,
That's actually what I've been drinking my Nitro Black House out of was my Yeti.
Oh, this is my first Yeti cup, so, you know, it's all new to me.
Oh, yeah. Even with the lid on, it beer is still enjoyable.
Do you ever
so you sip, coffee? You're sipping your beer through the cup?
You wouldn't notice the difference. It doesn't cause a pressure difference, doesn't make it feel weird or anything like that, but yeah, I'll just pour a full beer in the Yeti cup, put the lid on, and do work on the car, take a shower.
Yeah, I work in the car.
Chilling in the room.
I'm always working on the car.
Yeah.
Do you shower coffee or just shower beer?
Just shower beer.
You should try a shower coffee. Nice, like cold morning, hot shower, hot coffee.
See,
I'm
not sure about that because coffee has a threshold. It's either too hot or too cold, and there's that small gap,
a sweet spot.
And I would forget that I'm showering and just drink that coffee and just
forget that you're showering. Yep. You're just in there like, you know, what was I doing again? Oh, that's right, I'm in the shower.
Did I remember to soap? Or not.
Oh, man, it's raining. It's raining again today.
You're worried about your memory with coffee, but not with beer.
No.
All right.
Beer is a sipper. You take a sip, you go, you know, scrub the hair, take a sip, clean the butthole. You know, you can just, you could.
Wow. Immediate after the hair.
Yeah, top to bottom. Right. Top to bottom.
Right. Yeah, don't go bottom up.
Nick, your brother just talked about his butthole. Are you okay with that over there?
I'm enjoying a beer over here. I don't care what's going on. Oh, I'm licking the remains of this Draconic.
So that sentence could end way worse.
And the guest, welcome to the end of the later in the show.
There's a video on YouTube. It's search for it. It's called Showering with Girls, and they just
I've searched for that video.
Wait, you said
YouTube?
I use a different YouTube.
I've searched RedTube for that video.
Yeah, he was searching that the first day the internet came available.
So
somebody's like, "Hey, yeah, here's the here. You could type anything you want into this, and it'll pull up something." What do you mean, pull up? Like something will populate, and then you can look at it. Oh, okay. So what's the first thing you want to do? Shout, girls in the shower. Shout
girls in the
shower. Blah 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 blah.
Doop doop.
It's a college humor skit.
Meow meow. Oh no! Here we go.
Hi, I'm Dan Gerwitz from College Humor, and right now, I'm about to take a shower with a beautiful girl!
Screw you, Dan Hurwitz!
But while I'm definitely psyched to have shower sex, it's not always the passionate romp that you think it's going to be. For instance, I don't have those
You're
little
not doing it
things
right.
on the floor, so while I hope things end up like this...
Yo, gabba gabba!
They could easily end up like this. Death. Either way, I probably didn't have time to clean out all the embarrassing stuff, so while we we'll be staring at my prescription seborrheic dermatitis shampoo, which we'll probably end up having to use as lube, since, surprise, water makes your vajay feel like the inside of an old balloon.
Oh, I didn't know anything about that.
But say things go great. Say I actually figure out how to position myself, even though I'm taller than you. It's like a Death Star trench run.
Oh.
And neither one of us bumps into the hot water.
Bad tie-in, I don't
like
it.
We have super hot coitus. Because I said coitus? Yeah. Well, after that, we are supposed to clean ourselves too, right? But then, I don't understand the rules. Like, what parts of your body am I allowed to wash? I know I get to wash your boobs. That's a given. Women in movies are always washing their boobs. It's like the only thing they wash. I mean, you never see this.
Cleaning her butthole.
Women in movies should have bright, shiny boobs and just be caked with shit everywhere else. Hey, can I get some of that water? I'm freezing. The point is, I know it's awkward, but, like, you gotta wash other places. If we just do the chest wash thing, then we get out of the shower for the rest of the day, I'm thinking, this girl didn't wash her butthole. Her butt crack and her butthole. I almost want to tell people.
Hey, everybody! This girl's acting like she washed her butt crack and her butthole, but she didn't! She has a crack of lies!
You know what? I'm thinking too hard. I think I just need to relax and do what I would normally do in the shower. Wish me luck.
Are you peeing?
So.
There you go. Tangent.
Tangent.
What?
For those that don't shower with others, you have a shower beer.
If you didn't hear, there was the been caught drinking music bumper happened at some point there. You might have missed it.
Nope, didn't hear it.
A lot of stuff was happening. Drinking. We're all on taps. I know you are.
Pull out your own.
Come on,
bruh.
Nah,
pull out your tap.
Don't tell me what to do.
I'll show you yours if you show me mine.
Yeah, the Jake State Farm. What's your untapped handle?
Obamacare,
which is
Obamacare.
Yeah,
it's just straight.
Which I wish I had.
Sorry, you don't. Yeah, that's an antiquated.
Do we have to
now.
Defunct your handle now?
They're recalling his
that's
handle.
That's the worst handle I've ever heard.
I know, it's like
you're a loser.
It's not huge. It's not.
That's
huge.
A loser handle.
It's not
big. First
it's
day
never
one.
Never
day
happened.
One.
I'm gonna have to change
day
it.
Day one. Your
never
handle's
happened.
Gone.
I'm gonna have to change
never
it. Bigly. Bigly.
Bigly.
Bigly would be the next one.
Yeah. You can't put that in writing. You just have to say Bigly.
Bigly. Anyway.
And just
okay, Obamacare. What's your... What have you been caught drinking this
week? I just had some... I just came from the Kunisama tap takeover.
Oh.
Over there at the Drake's.
Teppanyaki, Drake's. Sushi, yes,
thanks
and
for
beer.
The invite.
And the Taint District.
You were sick. we went over there, had some... enjoy some Drake's. They had 21 beers on tap, 19 specialty beers, only two core brands.
Sith Lords are specialty.
So,
specialty.
So some notables that we had, the Breda Davis Eyes was really good. Some blonde American sour ale is pretty good. Hop Vice is good. It's a white IPA they make. And another one that I thought
people
was,
still do that.
Right? That's the thing.
Another one I thought was interesting was I'm a huge fan of the Draconic, obviously. They had a Draconic aged in Zinfandel barrels.
Whoa. Oh.
Zinfandel barrel?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. So it brought like almost like a sour stout a little bit. It had like nice, like, like tangy or sour taste to it. It was really
good.
Did
you have the Narwhal and wine, red wine?
No. I had the, what we had, the Narwhal was a.
Rum barrel?
No, it was
cherry.
Yeah, the trip into the woods.
Yeah, trip into the woods.
Yeah.
We had the ginger one.
That sure. Was a week ago or so.
Yeah,
that one.
I mean, bad. I wasn't there. I don't know.
Anyways, but that's
I don't drink beer.
This is not my bin cut.
That was some notables that I had this today at the tap takeover.
Wow. Right now.
Some other ones I've had.
You sound pretty good right now.
I had
doing
a
all right, man.
Recently, a couple weeks or a week ago, I texted Justin. I had a lunch from.
Have it at
Moo Creamery?
Moo Creamery
in Baker'sville.
Oh,
they pour it on ice cream. It's delicious.
We had it here at the Yard House.
We had it first.
Yeah, so you say
it was fresh.
It was fresh.
It's like
totally fresh.
Freshy.
Fresh. Came Waffable out the truck fresh. Like way fresher than yours.
No, yeah, so that lunch was good. That's something that I've always heard about, never really looked into it, but when it was on tap, I'm going to get it. Might as well just get it now since everybody talks about it. And that was one notable thing I've had. So
nice.
Cool.
Justin, what's your untapped handle?
My untapped is Nubbington.
Nubbington.
Nubbington. It's like Paddington, but
but Nubbington.
He's a nub.
Nobody knows why.
Nobody knows why except my very close friends. And that's how it'll stay.
Damn it.
Today I learned we are not close friends.
I was at Pendragon today. I had a flight over there. They have like six IPAs on tap. I always
never heard of them.
No, I always bemoan the fact they never have IPAs, and I went today and they had like six. So had all of those. They were delicious.
So you're that guy. Every time I go in there, they're like, either people tell us that we don't have enough dark beers, we don't have IPAs. That's all we hear.
I'll never complain to them. I'll drink what they have happily. But
they'll just pass.
The last time I saw, before today, the last time I saw Lancelot on tap in their tasting room was like 6 months ago, which seems crazy. It's like you guys not having General Sherman on tap.
Yeah,
which seems crazy.
Right.
Agreed. But what they had was delicious. Brought the Vermont IPA. Really like that. I would have brought the Odeon smoked beer, but they were not filling that. That's my favorite they have. Aside from that, I went by the Full Circle for their Commando movie night.
So you come out with just underwear only. Just watch it.
No underwear.
Here's your complimentary banana hammock.
I would have rather walked out with no movie commentary, but
you could have still wore pants. Oh,
oh,
the good point.
Oh, the movie. Oh,
okay. Misunderstanding. So the movie commentary not so great, but the beers were good. The Kentucky Common was very good. The It's Always Sunny in Fresno Pale Wheat Ale. Mike is apparently doing very well with the hazy New England style IPAs or in pale ales.
Juicy.
So. Juicy, It's Always Sunny in Fresno. Juicy. Try those if you get a chance. Turnaround Brown from Pine and Palm. I took 20 bags there. Tasting great. It was All Dream. Tioga Sequoia. Their New England style hazy IPA. Also very good. Juicy. And then, like Jake said, the cherry chocolate stout Sierra Nevada Trip in the Woods, along with their barrel aged Bigfoot with ginger.
Ooh, how's that
I
one?
I didn't like that one.
It was interesting.
I told Mario.
It's not something I would drink much of.
Mario, I'm sorry. Go ahead. That
it
beer's
has
gross.
The kind of astringent, like, mouth-sucking ginger, like, just kind of dries out your mouth. Like, if you bit into ginger and it just, like, sucks all the moisture out of your mouth, like, it kind of has that astringent flavor to it. The flavor itself wasn't terrible, but it was all right. And then... I think since the last time we went on here, got to go down to Bottle Logic Brewing right for the release of their Dark Star, Red Eye, all that kind of barrel age stuff. Amazing.
Ooh.
Right next to Disneyland. So yeah, get down there.
And the A's and the Angels.
Yep. Oh, I guess. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. That, I guess.
I used
whatever.
To go to, when I lived there in Lakewood, I went to like, the Anaheim Stadium, like, probably 12 times a year. Went to, like, all the A's series, all of those things. There were no
good
breweries.
Well, now they Golden
for Golden Rose. This is a long time ago. Golden who? I've never heard of them.
Road.
AB&M Road Golden. Road.
Gold? I don't know what that is. Oh, Budweiser Road.
AB&M Golden Road.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Golden Bud. Yeah, I've heard of them. Yeah, I used to have that beer in the airport here in Fresno. It was really good. And then I didn't anymore for the rest of my life.
I don't know why. Just decided not to.
The Nick 80 on Untappd.
What's happening?
Hey, man. Wake up your phone.
Sup? What are we talking about?
What have you been caught drinking this week?
This week?
What did your wife catch you drinking?
You know
you're not supposed to drink IPAs after 11, Nick.
Ah, bullshit.
Give you gas.
I call bullshit.
I call bullshit.
I had a $3 New Glory Berliner Weiss at Popolo's Pizza.
$3?
$3.
$3?
I was like, do you still have New Glory? She said, yeah, you know they're $3 right now. I said, two, please.
I'll buy that for $3.
I'll have two of those.
That was like a half hour price, or that's just New Glory price? They're trying to get that keg. They're trying to end that keg.
They have like five taps of New Glory still.
They're just like, wow. So you guys are coming here drinking enough New Glory.
For Craisins and...
Boo, Craisins.
Oh, boo.
Yeah.
They have Craisins.
Update on Popolo's salad bar. Now they have Craisins. Was the raisin still there?
Nope.
No.
They switched out craisins with raisins.
What? God.
But see, the craisins were in like an aftermarket tray. They were outside.
It was like shitty.
They were not recessed with their.
They're in the game
topping.
Room.
They were
in the,
too popular. They can't support the rush that would be.
They're
caused
in there
by
with the video games.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, hey, let's just put them on the fucking
satellite salad bar topping.
Yep. Let's put them on next to the crane game.
Yeah,
want craisins? They're over there with the game.
You gotta fight for them with the crane game.
Yeah.
You get to
use
the
crane
dollar.
Game. Yeah, if you want craisins, that's genius. I think if you want craisins,
it was
then you gotta put
shortage,
a dollar
so
into the machine.
Oh, sorry,
you want your salad to taste good.
Yeah,
you have to
boo
raisins. Why do you want an East Coast product when you can have raisins grown right here in Fresno County?
Hazy craisins,
Selma.
Hazy Selma. Northeast craisins.
Selma's Fresno County, bro. Yeah. We claim everything in Fresno County.
Can't Kingsburg. Tulare
County. Yeah. Oh,
no, well, it's Fresno.
Wait, no, I think
no,
Kingsburg's
it is Fresno.
Tulare.
Fresno, yeah. No,
is
it's Fresno.
Yeah.
It is.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Totally.
Danuba, Traver.
It's like stepping into Sweden when you go to Kingsburg.
Yeah.
You're like, holy shit, I'm in Sweden.
I'm in Delaware.
Any more, Ben Kotznick? I'm in Delaware.
Delaware.
I don't even know.
So I did have the Nitro Black House. I found that at Fig Tree.
Yay.
Wednesday?
It's still there. As of this week, it's still there.
As of Friday. Because this is Friday.
It's still there.
I had the Carl Strauss Double IPA. I found that at Save Mart.
Nice.
What's that called?
I can't remember right now. It's a surf theme. Big.
Was it
big
new? Curl. Was it like big a new thing, or is it just like something they always have?
No, it looked new. I've never seen it before.
I want to say it doesn't sound familiar.
Mighty. It was like a 9% double IPA. Really good. Really sweet.
Hmm.
You could definitely like tell it was a double.
Louis. Big barrel.
Big barrel. It was big barrel.
Louis.
And a. Is it Port Brewing sent his little helper?
Yes.
It's either Port or Pizza Port. I can't remember. It's one with the two flip-flops on the little bottle cap. I think it's Port Brewing.
No, it's Port or Pizza Port. He's right. Yeah, I think it is Port.
But it's Santa's Little Helper. That was their Imperial Stout, their winter stout.
Uh-huh.
That was a world market purchase.
You finally had that, huh?
Yeah.
Seems like something you would have had already. Yeah.
Well, you know.
Well, you know, you get busy. You know.
Life happens.
Yeah.
What day is it?
You're trying to use your memory.
Oh, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Brain work.
Stupid
this is
brain.
Friday at 4 a.m., Nick.
Mm-hmm.
Every time we film the show.
Every time we film the show.
Live. Oh, I'd love to do that. Just live. In the middle of the morning.
Let's do it.
Fridays.
Oh, something peaceful about 4 in the morning.
Chew loves it. No. Chew loves listening for it.
Chew is ready. If it's like not there at 3 a.m., he's like, whoa. Hey, what's going on? Chew didn't call this week. No, Chew didn't call this week.
I'm worried about that.
Yeah, it worries me. No, he's been on Twitter all week.
But I feel like he hasn't missed a voicemail in at least a year. Like
he's done that before.
Yes, okay.
It's not unprecedented.
All right.
But it is.
Well, Chew, you need to call him 5 times next time.
Nope, Chew's love it.
No, he doesn't need to have them all play, but he needs to call 5 times.
So we can all hear it, listen to him.
Oh, I did forget one. I had a track 7. What's the session?
Take 5.
Is it Take 5?
No, that's no. New Glory. That's New Glory.
Yeah, New Glory.
No. Track 7 session.
Yeah.
Slow Roll.
Slow Roll. They had it's slow new? Ride,
Gazebo
roll.
Gardens, Friday Night Gazebo Gardens.
Are you sure that wasn't up from last year?
No. Oh, maybe. It probably was.
I don't know, dude. That might have been
last year. Is that an old Slow Roll?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, because they used to do dates, but now it's just the sticker on top of the
That might have been an old
six
slow
pack
roll.
Carrier.
Very slow roll.
Ooh. Old slow.
Well, how did it taste?
Super
so?
Slow.
It was nice.
All right.
But it was freezing cold. So.
Oh, yeah. Like, I don't care.
Delta Pacific teased on their social media that they're getting some fresh cans of Left Eye, Right Eye, which is their double.
They had that at Fig. I assume they're older, but I don't know.
Look at the sticker on the six pack carrier. It'll tell you what the bottling date was.
Need that. Bearded Brewer. Been caught.
Tony Bags donated a field
Bearded
work
Brewer 87, sorry.
Donated a field work crowler to me, and I brought it down to the Spokeasies on Monday and popped it open.
You were the big rock star at Spokeasy.
I figured you were busy.
Yeah, I get a field work crowler. Who wants it?
I didn't think that you could make it out on a Monday, Mikey, so I tagged the brother probably on Twitter, and then I realized after the fact that
Fresnan
he probably did not see it.
Saw it Tuesday.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey,
saw it next
maybe
day.
My brother will come out and have a field work crowler. No response. I was like, oh,
he's field work.
If I texted him, he probably would have showed up, but oh well.
spoke. No, none. There's no more distribution, man.
Jake was going to stop by, but he drove right past.
I did. I
drove right past.
He's like, hey, I just passed Tower. What are you up to? And I'm all going to Tower. And he, no response.
I was like, I'm not going back. Exactly.
All right, we've gone too far.
I'm like totally a block away going north now. I can't do it anymore.
So are you telling me that I'm going to have to go beat up Philly or what?
Yes. It's yeah. The
California Sun Gold was the distributor,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they dropped them.
Oh.
So.
Well, I mean, it makes sense. They're making more money in their tap rooms. Why would you want to distribute beer? Whatever.
Because we
so Fieldwork's not distributing now?
Not here.
Not here?
Not here anymore.
So it's so they all were, mules now.
So, they were officially distributing kegs of beer in
they,
Fresno.
They weren't. The yeah, distributor was, but right. They...
Well, it, put it this way. They have one brewery, which is relatively small, for four tap rooms. You can only make so much beer.
Right. One popular tap room.
So that, all those tap rooms, it's coming out of one
Berkeley
spot.
Berkeley is the only brewery.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow.
For now.
So... Now. You can only do so much.
Until the Fresno location opens up.
Oh yeah. And the Fresno brewery.
Yeah.
One of my kind of looking out fors from New Belgium was the Dayblazer. So I was also at Spokeasy, and the brewer of Taugascoy, John Brazy, he was there. And I was like, they call it an easygoing ale. Got to try it out. To me, if you've ever had the Shift, which was a lager from them.
Yeah.
It's similar in that category. It was easy going, had a little hop backbone going to it, but it was weird because it wasn't ale, wasn't a lager, but it had that feel to it, and it was beautiful. It was a beautiful beer to split, so I was happy to have that taste.
It's probably something they just took the same process and ingredients, just like through ale yeast, brewed it the same way.
That's what it felt like. That's what it felt like.
But, there's not much to fix with the Shift. That was a really good beer.
I had a surprisingly really good beer from Cambridge Brewing Company. They had it was a saison. It's called Working Class Hero, and Jason put
good
that
job
in front
Cambridge.
Of me.
You totally surprised the bearded brewer,
right?
Because I thought this was going to be a piece of shit. But it turned out it was all right.
Shit ass saison.
This is going to be terrible.
I've had some IPAs and stuff from them, and. And
pour this out. I might as well taste it first.
Yeah. Have not been impressed.
He was ready to pour it out before. All right, I'll
pour it out
one.
Into his tongue. All right. Decent. Best beer ever. Had.
Okay. Best beer ever. Fine.
Sorry. Then, sorry, baby. I was at Popolo's last Friday just for drinks. I had already eaten food, and some friends hit me up and they said, hey, we're going
to go to Popolo's just for drinks.
They're all, we want to go to Popolo's, grab a bite. Do you want to join us?
One day
us?
When I'm retired.
So I met them up there, and I enjoyed City of the Sun, and then I followed it up with the Flight. And the three beers that stood out in the Flight was there was an IPA from New Glory. I had the Batch 250 from House of Pendragon, and then there was the Rip from Pine and Palm. So...
Russian Imperial
Porter.
Did that 250 taste anything like the Taugascoy 250 to you?
So that's something that kind of grinds
trying
my gears.
To start some shit.
I don't know. I don't know if it's a tribute.
What grinds my gears?
I don't know if it's a tribute or they're just making fun of us. But we also had a 250, and it was
they're
also
trolling
a
you, dude. Pendragon's trolling you.
Was Tommy still on staff when the 250 came out? He wasn't. Yeah. He was already gone.
Yeah, he was long gone.
Then,
yeah.
I can understand it if he was on staff and had part in that and he wanted to like pay tribute, but
yeah.
He's already gone then. Yeah.
For the stepdad's birthday / retirement anniversary, we went up to the Riley's tap room, which food there is always solid.
went out to this beer place.
Oh, he led with food.
And I had two catching ups.
Brew pub.
And I did a 4 ounce, because they do tasters there. I did a 4 ounce glass of Rain Dance, but they had it on nitro, and it was that was kind of a little interesting twist.
Rain Dance on nitro is good. What sauce is
that's an imperial stout.
Okay. Yeah. So that was put out while Mike was still there.
That catching up though was a good beer. How was the catching up? Is it still good?
Yeah, it was. It was passable.
Yeah,
is it the same?
I'll take passable.
Or is it? Have they updated it?
It's Yeah, it's the same. Musso. That's not Musso. That was Joseph. What? When did he? They just posted a photo like a week and a half ago.
But he's distilling his own stuff now.
What?
With Mixer Roger.
What?
Yep.
I don't know. Are you trying to drop news?
I'm just saying.
You heard it first. On the Perfect Board. Fake news.
Fake news.
3BZ.
Fake news on CNN.
Putin spirits.
Anyway, well, yes, try to inspire good. This. We had not distilled.
As of January 10th, Joseph was still in a photo from Riley's as their brewer.
Drama. So.
Maybe because.
Local drama.
They don't want it. Never mind. You know.
Jacob.
This will be handled. But
nobody
there,
wants to upset anyone
this
locally.
This is the part where you shut your face.
Shut your face, bro.
This will be handled
all fair. I had, it was like 5 or 6%. Porter from Morgan Territory that was on
you
draft.
You know what
Spokesy.
Percentage was. You're the king of percentages.
It was like 5-6 or something like that. And that's what intrigued me to get it. It was like a straight up porter.
I almost got that. I was there the other day.
Yeah. And it was actually drinkable. I was not in the mood for it, so I had to split it with that Day Blazer, but it was good.
I feel like I've heard good things about Morgan Territory, but I don't have the best impression of them in my mind, and I don't know why.
It seems like when I go to Spokesy, it's a bunch of double IPAs on draft, and I'm like, I do not want 8 to 9% beers right now. So that fulfilled the need. It's like 5.6%. We're good. I can make it to 11 p.m. and not get smashed. And then I had... As soon as I walked in the door at Spokesy, I was like, I want the Beechwood. And they're like, how's it going? And I'm all, Beechwood.
Stop talking to me. Get the Beechwood. Why are you not getting the Beechwood right now?
And I'm all, I'm surprised you still have this. And they said, us as well. And
So that was like a shot at Fresnan's. Jerks.
These dummies. Don't know what
they Fresnan's got Beechwood. It's over.
Over. Oh, Fresno's got Beechwood. It's over.
We've been sitting here for a month.
That's what the brother said. I was like, oh, he might be happy. No, he just
There's
said,
somebody in Long Beach right now at Beechwood over. Just like, he's like, yo, Fresno's got Beechwood, right? What? Fresno's got Beechwood?
Oh, it's that over. Old shit? I hate that.
He just threw it at the back of the bar.
That's right.
And walked off into downtown Long Beach.
Out of here.
Out of here.
Unless it's that utter love. Milk style.
Beater Brewery, 87 on Untapped. Was that all the
on
things?
Everything?
Was that all the on all the things? Even Snapchat. I mean, nobody goes on Snapchat anymore, but still, could if you
my
wanted.
Snapchat stays pretty active.
Not unless you want a creepy face swap. That
Nick does not like face swap. I had a 6-pack of the Beer Camp Golden IPA from Sierra Nevada Brewing.
Woo!
It's been just a good week during the week beer.
You do love gold.
I love gold! The one interesting thing other than that, though, is I went to Southgate! Yay!
What?
Oakhurst, California, Southgate! We had a snow day.
Oh, I saw that. I was so jealous.
And, of course, I'm like... Oh, you want a snow day? Well, let's adjust it to
let's
like
think about
let's
this
find
for a
snow along the
Where's
41
snow
highway.
Southgate?
Like, well, oh, is it lunchtime? You know, I know a place over here. It's called Southgate.
They just expanded. They have great food.
Yeah,
how convenient.
Amazing food.
What did you eat? What did you eat? I gotta know.
What liquids did you eat?
No. I had a pizza, pepperoni pizza.
Oh, their pizza's so good.
Yeah, it's like the thin kind. I like the thin New York style pizzas.
I don't do a lot of garlic anymore, but their garlic fries are so good.
Oh yes. But you know what? The only growler we had was the pecan brown because producer Becky was like, I got to have a growler of this.
Mm-hmm. That is a good
solid
beer.
Choice.
So that's the only growler I came out of there with, but I did have the Glacier Point Pale.
Nice.
And the Red IPA.
Did you have artichoke hearts?
We did not have artichoke hearts. I don't
like
artichoke.
That's too much. Go back.
You need to go
Producer
back, Mikey.
Becky would love that. I don't like
that. The only thing that Mikey likes green is hops.
Breaded,
pretty much.
Breaded and deep fried artichoke hearts are the best thing in the world.
Deep fried, huh?
You had me at deep fried.
Yeah. And pretty much everything's okay deep fried, so I might try that. So that was all my big thoughts.
Deep fried.
Go to Southgate when you go to Yosemite.
I do like things pickled.
pickled is amazing.
Everything fried and pickled.
That was one thing I miss about Geary's was you could get house pickled vegetables.
Pickled everything is amazing.
I do. Also, one looking out for, I am going with producer Becky to a festival, the Slow Brew Fest at Madonna Inn. I think it's the Friday, February 24th, I think.
Are you staying at the Madonna Inn?
Yes. We're doing the whole thing, bro. You get to
pee in the fancy
urinals? I don't know. I've never stayed at Madonna Inn.
Did you?
In the cave urinal.
Did you pick a room?
I don't know. Producer Becky did it.
Is it going to be like 60s themed room? Or are you going to like try to get the...
She didn't say anything about theme room. I want to pee in black and white. We're probably getting like the shithole room or something.
You're not going to get the sports room?
No, I don't think so.
We got invited.
He's getting the Super 8 themed room.
We're doing the Friday because it's a Friday and a Saturday.
Nice.
We're doing the Friday. You get the Flintstones room. Because we feel like the Saturday is going to be like all, you know, the Cal Poly kids and shit. So the Friday.
They can't afford good beer. Don't worry.
Yeah, they don't know what they're doing.
Hey, bro, can you tell me if my light bar's on?
Yeah, it's on, bro. How many lumens? What's the light?
Lumens.
Yeah, lumens. How many lumens you got on that light bar, bro?
I got 100 lumens.
I feel like anywhere you go in that area, let you're going to get power. Inundated
candles.
Really quickly. You're going to get a lot of... fake craft beer people.
Yeah.
Are you going to hit up Tony Bags while you're in the area?
Tony Bags is going. It feels like the Slow Brew Fest, I get a sense of it's kind of like not the brew festival's not that great.
It's over.
Can you please bring me back a growler from Silver Brewing?
Maybe. I'm hoping that Silver Brewing's going to be at the festival.
You know how to and get then I can the talk to
Chuck, and then we'll stop at Silver Brewing on the way back.
Please,
yeah.
Please, if it's the one thing you can do,
I'll try. I'll do everything I can for the show.
Now, does Silver Brewing take other people's growlers?
I don't. I want a growler, so I don't care.
Yeah, I'm getting a growler. Fair enough. Doesn't they matter.
Have growlers. That's fair enough. End of discussion.
End of discussion.
Yes.
Cheers.
Saying cheers. I still.
It's the end of the show.
I don't hear cheese at all.
You don't see? Look.
I don't Justin's hear it
on point.
I like cheese. On point this and week. I don't even
I
hear
love
it.
Cheese and I don't hear it. Because he has the uzz.
Cheers. Cheers.
Maybe it's his Fairfax accent.
Cheers. It's that the Marin accent, dude.
Like Bastion.
Wow. Big cheers to our golden gods of the perfect four. They are the ones that donate the monies, and they are the ones that will get the first stickers. Because they paid for the stickers. They didn't know it, but they did.
Look what you did.
Yeah, look what you did.
You little jerk.
Patreon.com/perfectpour is where you can donate money to the show, and you can get little extra things like early
a little releases. Extra something in your stocking. A little
something. You know what I'm saying? So cheers to all our golden gods, especially Bobby Diesel, because Bobby Diesel bumped up his golden godness. Bobby Diesel went double.
Whoa!
He went double.
So double zero.
He's at the $20 mark.
Holy shit!
Which gets you nothing special, but Bobby Diesel fucking did it. Dude.
We need to fix that.
Yeah.
You'll get two stickers.
Cheers to Timmy. Cheers to Colin Salem. Cheers to Hill.
That's a classic unfiltered beer.
Cheers to craft.beer. Cheers to everybody that helps promote the show. And helps just a fan of the show and listens to the show. All these things are super appreciated. Thank you. Always, if you got some suggestions or problems with the show, contact us. We'll accept it and we don't have a thick skin on the show, so we can
consider it and then
ignore yeah, it. We'll listen to it and then ignore it. Yeah.
Yep.
cheers, everybody. I just want to talk to Jake from State Farm. Look at him; he's got something to say. I feel like
I've got something to say.
Just wanted cheers to you guys again. for having us on.
And Thank you. Cheers to bringing the beer.
Nick, Matt, Mike.
Cheers to beer in here.
Cheers. To be fair, you kind of invited yourself today.
Oh, yeah.
Me and Justin are showing up to the podcast today. Okay.
Cheers to me for being a guest.
Party invited. Now accept it.
And then cheers to James Hernandez for his birthday today.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, I mean,
Friday. We already did that.
Jeez.
All right. And then that's it. Cheers. Cheers. Cheers to beer.
Cheers to beer, man. Beer.
Cheers to beer culture. A reason to live.
Yeah.
I will cheers to 20 bags last week. Hanging out. That was fun. Got to chauffeur him around Fresno's beer scene. Cheers to Pat and Vanessa at Aspen Dragon.
Who?
I'm at tonight. Pat, formerly of Peeves.
Mm-hmm. Formerly known as.
Formerly known as Pat. And Miss Pat.
The new game.
Cheers. Cheers to Florida Steve. He's got a page called the United Craft Beer Forum.
On Facebook.
On the Facebook.
Yeah.
And he does live broadcast beer reviews.
You go, United Craft Beer Forum on Facebook.
And
get in there.
So, you know, he specializes in East Coast beers, being he's in Florida. Duh.
Florida, duh.
Florida Steve. Hello.
Duh.
So, but he had a cool one, the left-hand nitro milk stout.
Mm-hmm. Had it.
Had it. But he had a special glass. There is a stout glass that exists.
Oh,
not had it.
I haven't had that. Is that, what's it look like? Because there's another glass, I don't think it's a stout glass, that I haven't had yet where it's like a...
It looks like the one...
Sort of wine, but it's got like, it's very rigid and it's got like a little rim on the top and then
yeah.
It like does this sort
it looks
of
oddly
triangle.
Enough like this Tioga Sequoia glass right here.
Yeah. Okay.
Remember the IPA glass
similar
that came
to
out
the IPA
had the
glass.
The rib
right.
Effects.
Science glass was its technical name.
Yeah. So there's a stout glass out there. Rogue, the one he had was made by Rogue, so I know it's out there. We got to find this.
We need all the glassware.
But he said it opened up the aromas on the stout that he was having.
I mean, yeah, yeah cool.
Yeah. I believe it. I will buy it.
Matt won't believe it, but we believe it.
So since we're talking about Facebook, if you do like the Facebook, we have one. Cheers to our latest likers on Facebook. Anna J, Bethany Chloe.
Oh.
Fresno B.
Yeah, looking out for next week. There might be an article in the newspaper that relates to us.
Cheers to John.
Hit its burst.
John, Craig, Andrew, Joshua, Alexis, and Hector, all new Facebook likers.
Yeah, you were talking that Bethany, a writer for the Fresno Bee, the Fresno Bee's been talking about doing like this whole huge craft beer thing for a while. Yeah. Josh has been talking. Telling me about this.
Okay.
This is like a year, like they've been talking about this. So it seems like they're going to finally do it. And so now, Bethany, writer for the Fresno Bee, goes on Facebook and basically is just like, hey, you know, whoever you guys know that's in the craft beer scene locally, I'd like to talk to them, tag them, whatever, blah, 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 blah. And so, yeah, so all these people that get tagged, it's not. It's like people, you know, like Scotty B gets tagged.
Yeah.
Rad Stacey gets tagged.
Right. Heard of
not
her.
Mario gets tagged.
Renee,
all these.
Lady Beer Love.
Lady Beer Love gets all these people. Matt from the Perfect Port. Matt from Tiger Sequoia gets tagged.
Never heard of him.
Yeah.
The Nick?
No.
Matt, Mike C, no, we don't get tagged. Nobody is like, these guys know beer. Yeah. Bethany, you should talk to them. Nobody tagged us.
Not one.
At least they tagged Matt.
You guys are corporate.
Yeah, corporate.
We're corporate.
Or buyout.
Yeah, but, your buyout no, podcast.
But somebody tagged Matt, and Bethany's like, where do I know that name? And they're like, oh, from Tagaskoya? Mm-hmm. No. From Peeves? No. From just a cool guy around town? No. Oh, from the Perfect Pour. Wow. Oh, so at least Bethany knows Matt from the Perfect Pour. Nobody else seems to know Matt from the Perfect Pour.
There's two other guys? I don't know.
He does what? The Perfect Pour? What's that? So I just thought it was funny. I'm just sitting there looking for like, oh, somebody's going to mention me, right? No. Just like 15 people that I've never heard of. Like, you should talk to this person. I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
Damn it.
How many festivals he's been to?
But actually, Bethany did call. Because probably Josh told Bethany. I was like, you should talk to Mark. And she's like,
at least call him once.
Yeah. Like, it'll make him feel better. I'm pretty sure that's how the conversation goes. Like, Josh is like, you should call Mike. Like, who? Just call him. He's going to, like, really be butthurt if nobody calls him.
Hold on. Let me start my tape recorder.
He'll record a 45-minute interview and just play 2 seconds.
Yeah, he'll feel so cool. It'll be the biggest thing he's had all week. So
it will be
Josh, for getting me.
Treatise on craft beer. And you just won't play it.
Yep, just don't play it. So cheers. Any more cheers? Am I missing?
Oh, do I actually get to talk?
Do you get to talk?
Tangent. Come on, tangent.
I have one cheers. Cheers to my new Untapped friend, which is Florida Steve's better half.
Oh, yes, yes. Florida Steve's better half has an Untapped handle
like
now.
Like a full name, Florida Steve's better
half? It said Florida, the Florida is in quotes, but it says Florida Steve's better half. That's awesome. The name. So, I have a new Untapped friend.
Yay. Friend Matt.
Yeah.
He does cool stuff.
Sometimes.
Should be his friend.
Except for interviews. I do not do interviews.
No, nope. He was like, please don't ask me things.
I did not respond to that thread. I was like, cool, somebody mentioned me. Not going to take advantage
of it. All right, well, I think we're all good. Yeah, we're all good. All right, yeah.
Movie's good.
As Marin would say, like, we're good. We're good here. We're good. All right. Well, thanks for listening to the Perfect Pour. Everyone have a safe week drinking your beer, but have fun. Remember, you're going to have to, if you're going to Pliny Younger, remember you're going to have to report back.
Bring chairs.
SF Beer Week.
Bring chairs.
And thanks for listening. And Sunburns, do stuff with music. Yay! Perfect Pour!